It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
And good afternoon from Bearcat Arena. It's the close of the Winstead-Reeves Classic here this afternoon. The Northwest Missouri State women facing William Jewell in the final game of this weekend's Classic as we slow things down a bit on a Sunday after having three game broadcasts yesterday. Just the one here today, although we will have some football information during the broadcast as well, of course, with the announcement of the brackets for the Division II football playoffs coming up at about 4 o'clock. Matt Gorder here along with John Coffey. And, John, this Northwest women's team, and no surprise, they're only two games into the season, but kind of in a feeling-out period, trying to figure themselves out, figure out Coach Michael Smith, vice versa, that sort of thing.
Yeah, it's really a work in progress right now, and for some of these girls on the team, it's their coach in 3 years, so they've had to do quite a bit of adjusting in styles, and I think once they get adjusted to what Coach Smith wants to do, I think they're going to really enjoy his brand of basketball. We've seen it the last couple of days with Truman State. They had a big win just a moment ago over Lincoln and played well against Northwest last night, and those are the type of players he brought into the Truman State program, and they're playing well right now, and I think we'll look forward to seeing that brand of basketball coming out of the Northwest women's basketball team as this season goes along.
And another thing that should make it a little bit less frustrating, an 0-2 start, is the fact of the teams that they've played. Now, sometimes you see NAIA teams come in early on in the season. Now, if you were 0-2 against teams like that, it might be a lot more frustrating, but there's good competition here.
Yeah, they opened up with a very good Quincy team, then again last night with a good Truman State team that was an MIAA member that's moving out of the conference this year. But really, I think what you would like to see those in the win column, you probably gain more out of games against competition like that than if you would schedule a lesser team that you would come up with a big win. So at that point, you might have a false sense of how well you're doing. You come off two games against two very quality opponents. You know right where you need to work on to make that improvement and step up and get ready for MIAA play.
And they really kind of continue that on today. William Jewell is one of those teams with Coach Jill Kress has just had a great tradition of basketball.
Yeah, she's done a very good job there. They're making the state the step up to Division II, and it's been a very good program. And through the years, there have been some pretty good battles between Northwest and William Jewell, so I expect this will be a good matchup here today.
Northwest Missouri State and William Jewell, the final game of the Winstead-Reeves Classic this weekend here at Bearcat Arena, a traditional start to the women's season here this weekend. We'll take a timeout and be back with more right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Support also comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information available in-store or at 660-582-2191. Also from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. You can find more information at 660-582-2191. 582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury. Support also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Also from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Matt Gorder along with John Coffey as we get set for this afternoon's matchup between the Northwest Missouri State women and William Jewell. And John, we were talking just a little bit ago about the team learning Coach Smith and vice versa. And, you know, another hit that maybe not everybody knows about that the team took in the preseason is the loss of Maggie Marnin. And Maggie Marnin inside really came along last year, and we know how important having good bigs is in the MIAA.
Well, no doubt about that. As we saw as the season went along last year, she's just started getting a lot more confidence out there and really became, I think, by the end of the year, one of the best big players inside in the conference. So that is a huge loss that you have to fill. And again, in a season where you need to experience players like Maggie out on the floor to help with this transition to a new coaching staff, it would have been huge to have her out there. So, again, that's a huge loss and something that the Bearcats will have to adapt to. And they know that you not going to be around this year, so we're going to have to just learn to play without her.
You know, and I guess the good thing is the stuff that we talk about that they want to see get better and what will make them a better team. Seems like the basic premise is time. As long as they get time with each other out on the floor, a lot of those things are going to go by the wayside.
Yeah, I think you're right, and I think it's a very talented group of players that will see some strides as they get going, and I think probably by the time you get to January, you're going to see a much better basketball team out there than what you're seeing right now, and it should be a fun season with this team even this year.
Northwest Missouri State and William Jewell in a women's matchup from Bearcat Arena this afternoon. When we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Northwest women, Michael Smith. That's after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
1997 graduate Ryan Stallman is a Maryville native now living in the Kansas City area. Stallman says a major reason for attending Northwest for him was the personal attention he was able to receive from his instructors.
The biggest thing was that you were just that. You were a student. You were allowed to have good relationships with your instructors. You weren't just a number, your social security number, like at a bigger D1 school. The moment you walked in, you knew they cared. They cared about your education, your growth as a young adult, and in application and thinking. All you had to do was show your interest and little efforts, and they would have full faith and belief in you.
Stallman received his degree at Northwest in studio art and says technology advances has changed his profession drastically.
Life has kind of gone from photography into video into broadcast into post-production and video editing and 3D animation and motion design. And all of those things have transpired, you know, from the growth of what was instilled in getting a BFA at Northwest.
Stallman now owns his own video production company called S Productions, which produces videos for many of the professional sports venues' video boards.
From the Kansas City Royals to the Seattle Mariners to our most recent efforts with the newly branded, renamed New Orleans Pelicans, it's fun to be part of those most engaging moments from the fans to where they get the loudest and they're most excited. And to be part of that involvement to enhance the fan experience at a game.
1997 Northwest Missouri State graduate Ryan Stallman.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Back on the pregame show, before today's Winstead-Reeves matchup between Northwest Missouri State and William Jewell, joining us now is Michael Smith, head coach at Northwest. Coach, I know we talked a little bit after last night's game, but now that you've got a couple of games under your belt, just some very early impressions and things you're looking at right now with this team.
Well, you know, obviously looking at our first two games, in the win and loss column, it's not where we wanted to be, but I've really seen a lot of maturity, I guess you could say, from the first game to the second game in a lot of areas. And on a young season, you still, as a coach, see a lot of things that obviously you need to work on. And that's a lot of us just trusting ourselves, trusting our teammates. And that comes into play on the defensive end. We've got to become, more as a team unit, I guess, you know, as far as relying on our, I always say brother, but, you know, in this case, it'd be like having a sister, being able to rely on a sister, knowing that they've got your back if you're going to war. And I don't think quite we figured that out yet. And that's just going to come in time, you know, with everything that's been thrown on these kids the last couple of years, and everything, and new style of play. And I hope people don't get tired of me saying that, but it is, really it is. Unfortunately, it took me a couple of years in the same type of situation where I came from before, you know, to get people to understand what we want to do, get people to buy in, more importantly, and understand that they were going to have to come to work every day and work hard, you know. And I sure hope it doesn't take a couple of years here, and I don't think it will, because I think we've got a pretty good group of kids. But it is going to take a few games, I think, just kind of get in the mold and get things, the kinks worked out and that type of thing.
It seemed like in last night's ball game, especially there toward the end of the first half, you saw some stretches where they were doing things that I know you want them to do. It's maybe just a matter of getting a little more of that in a game.
Yeah, absolutely. And honestly, we've got to build some good – we've got to get some confidence in our bench right now. You know, our depth is has got to come along a little farther than we need to. And, again, that's just – being able to try and get some more reps in practice, try to build that confidence a little bit. But as you mentioned, I mean, we would make some runs and make some pushes. And, you know, if we could just get that one or two key stops that we needed to, it may have given us the confidence to move forward. And we didn't. And that comes, again, with discipline. And that's got to start with me, obviously, in practice. But, you know, I think our kids are making better decisions from what I've seen from, you know, the very first week of practice, as far as just being able to handle the basketball and knowing what we're looking for. But, we're going to keep after it. There's no doubt. I told our girls, I said, the day that I'm done getting on to you, the day that I'm done coaching you is the day I don't care. And that's not going to happen as long as I'm here at Northwest.
When you look at the fact that it's less than 24 hours until today's game, how'd you use that time to try to prepare, I guess, in a short span?
Well, you know, obviously we don't have a big turnaround, and that's going to hurt teams, you know, that are banged up a little bit or don't have, you know, as good a depth in these tournaments. And as a matter of fact, I told them this morning during film session, you know, back-to-back games is what I'm hoping to be doing in March, but this will be good for us because this will more than anything, what this will test is our mental toughness, I guess you could say, being able to play back-to-back like this. So I'm really anxious to see. I think everybody's gonna know a little bit more about this team within the first 10 minutes of the ball game today. If we our legs, obviously both teams played, you know, this will be the second game in 2 days for both games. Both of us still going to have playing on a 10-foot goal. You know, I went down that whole scenario with our players. But at the end of the day, it's who's going to be the mental, you know, disciplined. And to be disciplined, we've got to be mentally tougher.
You mentioned that probably going to see some full-court pressure out of William Jewell. Does that kind of add to some more things that you can learn about the team, more things they can see early in the season?
Yeah, hopefully. You know, we don't see a whole lot of press in MIAA, but we will see it in some of our non-conference games. And I really... I'm guessing that's probably William Jewell's design. They played it all night last night, and in their first game against Central, even when they were down pretty good against Central, they were still pressing. So, you know, each coach has their own philosophy of what they want to do. And, you know, if they do that, we hope that plays into our advantage because, hopefully that'll give us maybe more fresher legs. If they're trying to do that for the whole game, that could play into our hands. But we've got to be disciplined, like I said, first of all, be able to get the ball down the floor. And then when I think we get the ball down the floor, I think we, you know, just like last night, I felt like we ran our offense when we get the ball down to a half-court set and was able to do some things. So that's going to come down to discipline as well today.
All right, Coach, we'll talk to you after the ballgame.
Thank you.
That's Michael Smith, head coach at Northwest Missouri State. We're back with the starting lineups after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
The Center for Information Technology and Education and the Teaching and Learning Center will team up to offer an open house for Northwest Missouri State faculty members Monday, November 25th. Director of the Center for Information Technology and Education, Dr. Darla Runyon, says the goal is to reflect on their teaching over the past semesters.
For us, we were looking for ways to generate ideas from faculty to give us feedback on ideas where maybe what technologies are working really well for them so that we can continue to train on those, or maybe what other technologies they're interested in working with so that we can develop programs for the spring, summer, fall in the next year, just to help us get our programs going better.
Director of the Teaching and Learning Center, Dr. Alicia Francis, says their goal is to want to know how to better support faculty in the process of learning.
MySpace is in constant transformation and transition, and that's exciting to see. And come in, see the space, have some snacks with us, and share their ideas and share their thoughts. Take a moment out of the normal routine to pause, like Darla said, to reflect and to give us some ideas of how we can help them continue to be inspired and be fresh and be productive.
Francis says one transformation in the TLC was the whiteboard table.
We've been working on transforming the space so that we can better meet our students' needs, in part because of a generous gift from Carl and Cheryl Hughes, and part of that allowed us to get some new furnishings, including the tables you mentioned that have the whiteboard tops.
Runyon says the open house for Northwest faculty members has two meeting times.
One's in the morning, 8 to 10, and the other one is in the afternoon from 3 to 5. Gives them an opportunity to hopefully make it fit a variety of schedules.
Runyon and Francis say they are both excited to be working together to put on this open house for Northwest faculty members. The open house will take place Monday, November 25th, in the B.D. Owens Library on the Northwest Missouri State Campus.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
And back out at Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State and William Jewell, the women's matchup we've got for you this afternoon. It is the final game of the Winstead-Reeves Classic for this year. They just completed a matchup between Truman State and Lincoln. Truman with the win over Lincoln. William Jewell also with a win over Lincoln in yesterday's action as well. Look at the starting lineups for the Northwest Missouri State women. Again, coming in with an 0-2 record. And first-year head coach Michael Smith going with Ariel Easton. She is a 5'6" junior guard out of South Bend, Indiana, transferring in from State Fair Community College. Had 15 points in yesterday's game. Also pulled down a team-high 5 rebounds for Northwest. Ashley Nelson is a 5'9" junior guard out of Omaha and Millard West High School. She led the team in scoring with 18 points, was also 6 of 8 at the free throw line. The Cats as a team yesterday hit their first 12 free throws before missing in their loss to Truman State. Monique Stevens is a 5'3" senior out of Victoria, Australia, transfer from Southeast Community College. She had 6 points yesterday for Northwest. Timber Schechinger at 5'10". She is a sophomore, had 12 points. Said Stevens was out of Manila. She's actually out of Australia. It's Timber Schechinger who is from Manila, Iowa. Schechinger with 12 points. A bit of a late start offensively for her, but she did come on to get into double-digit scoring for Northwest. Annie Matthews is a 5'10" junior. She's a forward from Plattsmouth, Nebraska in Bellevue East High School. She had 8 points in yesterday's loss to Truman State. So there are your starters for Northwest. On the other side for William Jewell, Chelsea Meeks is a 5'5" senior out of Vincennes, Indiana. Also for Coach Jill Kress, Maddie Nelson at 5'8". She is a freshman out of Smithville. Haley Jo Smith is a 6-foot junior from Winfield, Kansas. Ariel Smith is a 5'8" junior. She is out of Overland Park, Kansas. And inside for for William Jewell is 5'9" senior Casey Nicolay out of Salisbury, Missouri. So there are your starters, Northwest Missouri State and William Jewell. We'll be back to get you ready for the tip of this afternoon's matchup. After this, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com. And from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca. Compass Dental Group provides braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com. Also from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, RE/MAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information is available at 816-806-7777. And from Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting the business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, more at MarryvilleMo.org. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
You might get a few free throws, but everything else in our house is going to cost you. Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back at Bearcat Arena, just a couple of minutes away from the tip of this afternoon's game between Northwest Missouri State and William Jewell. While we have a moment, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Northwest Missouri State will be in the road green uniforms, the home white for William Jewell. And before they announce the starters, we've got our national anthem. Mentioning the Bearcat women will be in the road green, something you typically see in classics, so that the opposing team, William Jewell, wearing their road uniforms yesterday, so it's easier to just use the clean home uniforms today. And it didn't very often, but we do see the road greens anyway, and I guess it's for an opportunity for fans that can't get on the road all that often to at least get a look at the road greens.
That is true, and also it gives the graduate assistant, probably for the one of the traveling teams, a chance to not have to work quite so hard on a trip like this. So. but we also have kind of road black for the Northwest women, or did a year ago anyway.
Yeah. Well, if you're wondering about playoff information for the Bearcat football team, that announcement in terms of the brackets will come up in about 30 minutes. We will pass along to you the way the bracket looks so that you'll kind of know. We do know that Northwest won't be playing football next weekend anyway. That's one thing for sure, but we'll let you know what they might be looking at the following week because they'll be back in action at home on the 30th.
Yeah, they were able to go out and take care of business yesterday afternoon with that 51-21 win over Missouri Western, win the MIAA championship, and as you mentioned, they go into the NCAA Division II playoffs, most likely, barring any major upset. And I really don't see any way they can keep from being the number one seed in Super Region 3 after being the top team in the rankings since they came out earlier this year, one spot above Minnesota State. Mankato, which ironically has been ranked throughout most of the season, is the number one team in the nation. But when you factor in the strength of schedule and things that they factor in with that formula for the regionals, Northwest above Minnesota State, Mankato, and regional rankings.
Yeah, you know, basically the regional rankings take the opinion out of it. It's not opinion when you look at the regional rankings. There's a formula that they use to determine where people are seated. So I think that makes them hold a little bit more water maybe than those national rankings, but the national rankings are always fun.
Yes, always fun early in the season as far as comparisons and things, but you have to like where Northwest is right now, not only from the ranking standpoint, but the way they're playing. I think they're playing as good a football right now as anybody in the nation.
Andy Matthews will be in the center circle for Northwest Missouri State. She'll try to get this one started with Haley Jo Smith for William Jewell. Ball in the air. The tip will be controlled by Jewell as they work right to left. Quick fast break over to the right side. Ariel Smith hits a shot, and just like that draws a foul. So just 4 seconds into the game. No, they're going to call an offensive foul instead on Smith. So that will be her first and Northwest Missouri State 4 seconds into the game. We'll get the ball, and here's that full court pressure that they anticipated seeing from William Jewell. Schechinger with it in the backcourt, up the right sideline, across the timeline, working against Haley Jo Smith. Now into the paint, kicks it out. Easton, right side three, off the front of the rim. Rebound down low. Annie Matthews came out of there with the basketball. Whistling a foul against William Jewell, and that's going to be on Haley Jo Smith. So a couple of early fouls for the Cardinals, and an inbound coming in the baseline left for Northwest.
Matthews that time doing a good job inside, just being able to position for that rebound.
Inbound into the left corner for Nelson, up to the wing, Schechinger. To Easton, out between the circles, now back over to the left side, Nelson. And now we've got a foul away from the ball, and this one official's called all three of the fouls, so keep an eye on him. Timber Schechinger picks up her first.
Might be getting paid by the whistle.
So William Jewell with the basketball. Still no score. We're 30 seconds in here at Bearcat Arena. Ariel Smith with a bounce pass inside on the backdoor cut. Chelsea Meeks with the layup. That's first points of this ball game, and the early lead for Jewell. Stevens gets the inbound to Easton. Easton back over to Stevens, and she tries to bring it up the floor, drawing the foul in the backcourt on Haley Jo Smith. That's going to be two on Smith. Not one of those bumps that in previous years you wouldn't have seen that called, but it's an extra foul now this year.
Yeah, I'm not sure how I feel on that rule right now. It gives a premium on playing proper type of defense, but on the other hand, you could have a lot of free throw shooting contests by the end of a ball game if they could call everything.
Pass goes inside to Annie Matthews, knocked away from her, picked up by Meeks. William Jewell the other way, across midcourt, Meeks to the top of the key, now down to the baseline right, jumper up by Maddie Nelson, no good. Matthews with a rebound on the backside. Quick outlet to Stevens on the right. She'll skip it ahead to the left side. Nelson into the paint. Up with the runner. Rattles out. Rebound down low to William Jewell. Ariel Smith out of there with it. Cross midcourt left side. Now into the corner. Finds Maddie Nelson, who travels with the basketball and turns it right back over to Northwest. Into the ball game for William Jewell comes Christian Benton Keys, a 5'10 freshman out of Overland Park. And full court pressure again from William Jewell. Over to the left side, across the timeline. Stevens gets by the pressure, now into the paint. Kick out to Easton, right wing. Drive to the baseline, double teamed. Over to the left wing, Nelson. Top of the key, Schechinger fakes on the three. On the drive with it. Runner with the right hand, no good. Rebound inside for William Jewell. Nicolay comes out of there with it. Head on the right side to Meeks. She's got it on the wing. Guarded by Stevens. Gets a screen. Dribbles to the right elbow. Now kick out right side. Smith down toward the baseline. Skips it across to the left wing. Nelson to the free throw line. Over to the right for Meeks. Meeks with a bounce pass in the corner for Smith. That's Ariel. Inside she gets it to Benton Keys. Fade away from six. No good. Rebound down low for Schechinger. Outside it goes to Stevens up the left sideline. She'll skip it across right wing. Nelson. Nelson on the drive with it, up with the runner, and an offensive foul called on Nelson. She collided with Maddie Nelson trying to make that drive on the right side. It's the first on Nelson, second team foul against Northwest. And bringing it up for William Jewell is Ariel Smith. Bounce pass to the high post for Benton Keys. Keys expires the dribble, spins with it, kicks it out, left side, Meeks to the top of the key on the dribble. Now to the right wing, bounce pass down low, Nicolay, turnaround jumper around Matthews, no good. Andy Matthews the rebound for Northwest. Stevens ahead for Schechinger behind the defense, the layup left side, good for Timber Schechinger. Great release there by Schechinger, ties it at two, 17-18 to play in the first half. Ariel Smith with it, right side. Now into the right corner for Meeks. Meeks brings it up to the wing on the dribble. Double team. The bump by Schechinger will be called, and that'll be two on Timber Schechinger, so that'll get her to the sideline. And it will bring Alexandria Blaurock, the 5'8 junior from Kansas City, Kansas, into the game for Coach Michael Smith. Inbound out near midcourt. Ariel Smith works it left side for William Joel. Tried to throw the pass to Maddie Nelson. Threw it behind her. It sails out of bounds, and Northwest Missouri State gets it back. A couple of early turnovers for William Jewell. Blaurock with it in the backcourt. Over to Stevens on the right side. She gets across the timeline by Ariel Smith. Now out between the circles. Over to the right for Nelson. Nelson with the pass into Matthews. Great pass. Matthews can't get the shot to go. She did get the rebound. Now out to the left side, Blaurock. Easton between the circles. Cats will reset the half-court offense. On to the right wing, Nelson. Nelson brings it top of the key. Blaurock, left side, Stevens on the drive. Up with the runner. No good off the glass. Matthews, the rebound. Follow, no. But Annie Matthews draws the foul, heads to the free throw line, and Matthews just absolutely hammering the boards in the early part of this game.
She's doing a great job of blocking out and being physical inside and getting the rebounds. The unfortunate thing was she just didn't finish off when she got a great entry pass a moment ago for a good look at the bucket.
First free throw for Matthews is good. Her first point of the afternoon. First lead of the afternoon for Northwest as well. The foul was on Cassie Nicolay, her first. Second free throw for Matthews, also good. So it's a 4-2 game. Northwest Missouri State with the lead. William Jewell with the basketball. Ariel Smith left side into the corner for Nelson. She'll bring it in on the drive. The runner inside off the glass, too hard. Rebound for Nelson, taken away by Maddie Nelson for William Jewell. It was Ashley Nelson who had come out of there with it. And then a foul. This one going on Blaurock, her first. And an inbound for William Jewell. Inbound out to the top of the key. Comes to Christian Benton Keys. Now over to Meeks, right side. Brings it up top. Wanted the three, but Stevens gets there defensively. Now Stevens knocks it loose. They go to the floor after it. Still loose. Meeks comes up with it. Gets it out near midcourt to Smith. Over the left side, Maddie Nelson on the drive. Jump stop and a bump by Ashley Nelson will be called. That's going to be the second on Ashley Nelson, and that will get her over to the sideline. Meredy Scott will check in for Northwest. Jesse Wheeler in for William Jewell. Also checking in for Northwest, Shelby Mustaine, the 6'2 freshman out of Jefferson City. Matthews will get a breather. Inbound to the baseline left with 16:01 to play in the first half. Maddie Nelson got caught up in the air wanting to shoot, instead passes it off. Got it to Wheeler, but now back out to Nelson between the circles. Trying to drive on Scott, cut off, bounce pass right for Smith. One dribble for her into the left corner. Benton Keys takes a three, knocks it down. It's wide open after that skip pass. First points of the game for Benton Keys. And it's a 5-4 William Jewell lead. Blaurock gets the inbound to Stevens against the full court pressure. She's trying to dribble around a double team. Now picks up the dribble, fakes a pass, throws one. It's tipped and it's stolen. Taken by Jesse Wheeler. Out to the top of the key, Nicolay. Dribbles down to the baseline, spins, kicks it out to Nelson off of her hand, out of bounds, and Northwest Missouri State will get it back.
Unforced error that time, just took her eye off the basketball, but we're seeing a little bit of what Coach Smith talked about in the pregame interview, expecting a little bit of full-court pressure out of William Jewell, and they've made it pay a couple times.
And now a reach is going to be called. Jesse Wheeler trying to get the steal from Ariel Easton at midcourt. Called for her first 15 foul. Last night in the game for Northwest, we saw a total of 30 fouls called. And we're going to see a lot of that until players break habits that they have had for basically their entire careers.
And it really is going to force them to play proper type of defense and use their feet a lot more in getting in position.
Lob pass on the inside from Meredy Scott goes over the head of Shelby Mustaine and out of bounds. So William Jewell will get it back.
But in the meantime, it may mean some painful basketball watching some free throws down the stretch. And a premium on a depth on a team, too, if you get into some early foul trouble.
Absolutely. Cross midcourt left comes Ariel Smith. Tries a drive. Kick out to Nelson in the corner. guarded by Scott. Crossover now up with the 15-footer. It's off the front of the rim. Mustaine with the rebound for Northwest. We go inside 15 minutes to play in the first half. Ahead to Merity. Scott! Scott blows the layup on the right side and the rebound for William Jewell. Outlet to Smith. She's in transition. Up with the runner. High off the glass. No good. Warrock out of there with it for Northwest. Warrock to Monique Stevens. And she'll walk it across the timeline. Works it to the right wing for Scott. Scott shakes her head no, looking in at Mustaine. It's not there to Blarock. Now a lob into Mustaine. That too tall for her, off her fingertips and out of bounds. That'll bring us to our first timeout. 14:25 to play in the first half. 5-4, William Jewell with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. We're back to Bearcat Arena in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville. Located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for this Bearcat Sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699.
Back at Bearcat Arena, 5-4, William Jewell with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. 14:25 to play in the first half. John, we heard from Coach Michael Smith in the pregame that he wanted to see them do a little bit better job of the defensive end, and I think they're seeing some of that in the early part of this game.
Yeah, I think both teams are really playing some pretty good defense. Again, we've got a low score right now, but some of that is due to just the intensity that the two teams are playing defensively, and we're seeing Northwest do a good job, I think, coming over on some help side and rotating around and helping out on defense, and hopefully that'll carry on the rest of this game.
William Jewell with the ball. Bounce pass to the high post. Benton Keys out to the top of the key for Mackenzie Johnson. Johnson works it to the left side. Smith now back up top, and another bump going to be called. Jesse Wheeler on the drive, and the bump foul, I believe, is going to be called on Monique Stevens. And, yes, that is the case. It'll be the first on Stevens. Sixth team foul against Northwest. Into the lineup for the Cats, Kenna Veldhuizen. Veldhuizen, a 5'3 freshman out of Oskaloosa, Iowa. And back onto the floor for Northwest is Ashley Nelson. Inbound over to the right side. A three from Kelsey Nickerson. No good. Long rebound chased down by Merity Scott. Over to Veldhuizen. She'll run the point. Backs it out near the center circle. Now works it over between the circles left. Scott onto the wing for Blaurock. Now to Nelson. Over to the right side. Scott on the perimeter. Into the corner, Veldhuizen. Started a drive. Now brings it up to the wing. Into the corner for Blarock. Looks inside. Gets it to Mustaine. One dribble. Hook shot with the left hand. Good for Shelby Mustaine. Nice looking ball movement there by Northwest. Quickly up the floor, Jewell. As the Bearcats take the 6-5 lead to the free throw line. Johnson puts up the shot. Off left. Rebound Mustaine. Atlet over to Veldhuizen on the left side. She'll bring it to the top of the key to set the offense for Northwest. Now onto the wing. Blarock to Scott. Over to the right side, Nelson. Nelson gives it to Veldhuizen, drive to the baseline, up with the runner, but a bump going to be called before the shot was taken. And this one will go on Ariel Smith. That will be her second, team's sixth. Ariel Easton back in for Northwest Missouri State. Nelson to the sideline. And back in for William Jewell is Chelsea Meeks. So Ashley Nelson poked in the eye pretty hard last night, but back from that. Now the inbound to Easton. Shot no good. Got her own rebound. The follow won't go. This time the ball tipped away from her and picked up by Jesse Wheeler for William Jewell. Still a 6-5 game. Northwest Missouri State on top. Drive on the left side and the layup good for Jesse Wheeler. It's the first points for Wheeler, and kind of jinxed him just as we talked about the solid defensive play for Northwest. A timeout has to be taken here by Michael Smith as they have a couple of lapses on defense on this end of the floor.
Yeah, just as we talk about that. But, again, a good timeout to try to take care of that right now and hopefully get back to where we played since they started this game.
12:58 to play in the first quarter. Excuse me, first half. I've still got football brain, I guess.
Well, we've seen a little bit of football the last few weeks.
7-6, the lead for William Jewell over the Northwest Missouri State women. And the Bearcats will have the ball coming out of the timeout, inbounding against the full court pressure from William Jewell. Comes into Veldhuizen, out of Blaurock, back over to Veldhuizen, left side. Gets away from a double team across midcourt. Now the ball knocked away from behind by Jesse Wheeler. Tipped back to her, and she'll bring it right to left. Down to the baseline. Jumps, pass out to Meeks. Fakes on the three, goes on the drive. All the way to the other side of the floor, now near the left corner. Drives on the baseline. The runner blocked away by Blaurock, and the rebound for Ariel Easton. Northwest now in transition to the top of the key. Down the right side of the lane, up with the runner, but wave it off. A bump on the floor, and a one-and-one opportunity coming up for Ariel Easton. The William Jewell foul is called on Mackenzie Johnson. That's her first and the seventh against Jewell. So Easton will step to the free throw line for the one-and-one opportunity. First free throw, good, so she'll get another one. First point of the ball game for Easton after she had 15 last night. Easton will get a second free throw, and that one is good. So she knocks down both, and that makes it an 8-7 game. Northwest Missouri State with the lead over William Jewell. Back in for Jewell, Cassie Nicolay. 12:28 to play in the first half. And a one-point Bearcat lead. We've seen the lead go back and forth a few times here over the last several minutes. Now at the high post on the right side, it goes to Zinka Duric. Duric goes up with the shot down the right side of the lane. Can't get it to go. Rebound Nicolay. Overthrows Jesse Wheeler. It goes into the backcourt. Easton chases it down and gets the open look. Ariel Easton with 4 points, and it's a 10-7 game. Northwest Missouri State on top. 12 minutes to play in the first half. High post left, Duric with it. And now tried to get it down low, and a foul call as the pass goes into Chelsea Meeks. Meeks will get a one-and-one opportunity. It's the first foul on Annie Matthews for Northwest. So Meeks will step to the line for the first time in this game. Free throw by Meeks is good, so she'll get the second opportunity. 3 points in the ball game for Meeks. And the second free throw is good for Meeks as well. So that'll bring it back to a one-point game, 10-9, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. And the basketball now knocked away from Blaurock, but she's able to chase it down, brings it across the timeline. Works it over to the left side for Easton. Easton onto the wing. Meredith Scott, top of the key for Blaurock. Blaurock onto the right side, Easton. Easton will work it back to Blaurock up top. 5 on the shot clock. Pass inside. Matthews with a dribble. Spins. Hook with the right hand. No good. Got the rebound. Resets the shot clock. Gets it out for Easton. Northwest resets the half-court offense. Scott on the left side brings it top of the key. Blaurock now onto the right. Veldhuizen to Easton. Drive. Jumps. Tried to get it down to Annie Matthews. Not expecting it. It's off her shoulder. Out of bounds. And we'll go back to William Jewell. And now back in for Northwest Missouri State is Monique Steven. And William Jewell with the ball down by one. Just over 11 minutes to play in the first half. Meeks with it across the timeline on the drive. Kicks it into the corner for Nickerson. Up to the wing with the dribble. Guarded by Merity. Scott spins. Goes on the drive down low. Nicolay shot off the glass. Good for Casey Nicolay. Her first points, and it's an 11-10 lead for Jewell. Northwest up the floor. Stevens into the corner. Easton, three-pointer on the way. Good! Nothing but net for Ariel Easton. That's 7 for Easton. Quickly the other way. Ahead it goes to Jesse Wheeler, and Wheeler hits the layup for William Jewell. Ties the game at 13 with 10.5 minutes to play in the first half. Out between the circles, Easton. Over to the right, Scott. Scott now to Blaurock. Spins around to the left corner. Easton on the drive, and the layup is good. Ariel Easton with buckets on back-to-back trips down the floor.
Did it on the outside with that three, and then down the lane with the layup.
Out near the right sideline is Meeks. Meeks spins, kicks it close to the sideline for Wheeler. Wheeler brings it to the free throw line. Across the lane is bumped, falls to the ground. And another foul call against Northwest Missouri State. This one will come against Alexandria Blarock. That'll be her second. Team's eighth, and it brings us to another timeout. 9:58 to play in the first half. 15-13, Northwest Missouri State's women with the lead over William Jewell. We're back after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, 9:58 to play in the first half. 15-13, the Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over William Jewell. Ashley Ginther into the lineup during the break for Northwest, seeing her first action of the afternoon, the 5'10 freshman out of Independence. We talk about the new coach, John, but we also see a lot of freshmen getting action for Northwest as well.
And getting action early in the season like this will be very beneficial for this team as the season goes along, where they get some meaningful playing time here. And when the game's on the line in conference play, it'll just mean that much more.
Jesse Wheeler at the line out of the break for William Jewell, hits the front end of the 1-1. So a second free throw coming her way, and that one is good. So she knocks them both down to tie the game at 15. We're inside 10 minutes to play in the first half. And now Ginther gets it back to Stevens. Stevens brings it up the floor and is going to be bumped as she starts a drive at the top of the key. And another 1-1 opportunity here. The foul call against Chelsea Meeks will be her first. Both teams have been called for eight. Maddie Nelson back in, a freshman from Smithville for the Cardinals.
Maddie Nelson has some ties to Northwest. Both of her parents attended Northwest. As a matter of fact, her mother, Sandy Cummings, a very important player on the Northwest women's basketball team back under Wayne Winstead, and one of the better players to come through the Northwest women's program. So a little bit of tie there and some basketball knowledge probably passed down from the parents down to her here.
Monique Stevens at the line, hits the front end of the 1-1, missed the second, rebound for Nicolay for William Jewell. Bearcats back up by one. Denise McEnany in the lineup for the Cats, and now a pass into the right corner, a three for Kelsey Nickerson. And a quick timeout by Coach Smith. And one thing we've noticed from Coach Smith is that you see a lot of his timeouts come after something defensively. And that kind of goes back to what he talked to in the pregame.
Yeah, I think if you play good defense, you're going to be in a lot of games. And when he sees something that's a miss on the defensive side of things, he gets that timeout quickly to maybe take care of that and make sure that that mistake's not made down the line. So I think he's made a couple good timeouts here in the first half to try to address some of those issues.
It's an 18-16 game. William Jewell with the lead. 9:38 to play in the first half. Northwest will have the ball facing the full court pressure from Jewell. Ginther looking to inbound. Does so to Easton. Easton dribbles between a couple of defenders across the timeline. Top of the key. Right side, McEnany. McEnany to Stevens between the circles. Stevens will now give it up for Easton. Over to the left wing, Ginther. Back up to Easton. Easton will work it to the left sideline on the dribble. Top of the key for Stevens. Stevens down the right side of the lane. Spins, goes into the lane. Gives it up for Matthews. Up top, McEnany. On the drive. Kick out. Stevens, a three on the way. Good! Great ball movement again by Northwest. And it ends up in a three for Monique Stevens. Cats back up by one. Just over 9 minutes to play in the first half. On the right side, Jesse Wheeler drives. Kick out. Left wing. Kelsey Nickerson knocks down a three. Second three of the game for Nickerson. All of her points have come from outside the arc. Jewell, 3 of 4 as a team from outside the arc in this first half. Ginther and Easton trying to break the pressure. They do so. Easton now has it tipped away. Maddie Nelson picks it up ahead to Chelsea Meeks. Into the lane, gets it for Wheeler. She misses the shot thanks to McEnany getting back defensively, but gets the rebound. Out to the right side, it goes for Maddie Nelson, and Nelson is going to be called for a foul. The offensive foul knocks Monique Stevens to the floor, and that'll be the first on Nelson. 19 fouls against William Jewell, 8 for Northwest, and the inbound will come on the far sideline. No free throws with William Jewell having possession of the ball when that foul occurred. Out to the left side, Easton will take a three. Got it! Ariel Easton with her second three of the ball game, and she's the first into double-digit scoring with 12.
I think fans will enjoy watching Easton throughout this season, a very good, strong player on the offensive side, either inside or outside.
Now the other way, William Jewell bounces back with a bucket from Chelsea Meeks. She's got 6, and then on the inbound, Meeks with the reach-in, called for her second foul. 10th team foul, so it'll be 2 free throw opportunities here for Northwest. Monique Stevens will step to the line. 1 of 2 at the line in this game, was 4 of 4 in last night's loss to Truman State. 1 of 2 for Stevens is good.
Monique, one of those gritty players at that point position, can distribute the ball around to her teammates. But we saw on a couple occasions last year that when she's open and it takes a little bit more of an offensive focus on shooting the ball, she can knock down some big jumpers.
Second free throw good for Stevens as well. Bearcats back up by 1. And now another foul against Northwest as they try to get the ball inside. Ariel Easton is called for the reach. That is her first. Team's 9. So a 1-1 opportunity for Chelsea Meeks for William Jewell. She is 2 of 2 from the line right now. 6 points in the game for the senior. And the front end here, in and out, no good. McEnany with the rebound for Northwest. So the Bearcats maintain a 24-23 lead, 7:56 to play in the first half. Stevens out between the circles, directing traffic, working it over to the left side. Now on the wing to the top of the keeper, Easton. Easton on to the right, McEnany. McEnany up with the jumper. Got it to go and draws a foul. So a 3-point play opportunity for Denise McEnany. For Northwest, the foul on Jesse Wheeler. 2 on Wheeler. Christian Benton Keys back in the lineup for William Jewell. So McEnany to the line for 1. Spins the basketball and the free throw up. In and out won't go. Rebound to the floor picked up by Benton Keys for William Jewell. Northwest Missouri State up 26-23. 7:38 to play in the first half. Top of the key, Maddie Nelson lobs it down low. Nicolay up with the shot. Fouled by McEnany. So she'll go to the free throw line to shoot 2. While she does, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. First free throw for Nicolay is good. She has 3 points in the ball game. Zinka Durich back into the lineup for William Jewell, taking the place of Jesse Wheeler. Second free throw is also good for Nicolay. So 4 for Nicolay, and it's still a 1-point game. Northwest Missouri State up 26-25. Annie Matthews back on the floor for Northwest, along with Shelby Mustaine. Across midcourt comes Monique Stevens. Stevens to Easton, between the circles left. Now a lob pass down low. Mustaine with it. Goes up with the shot. It's no good. The rebound tipped inside and picked up by William Jewell. Maddie Nelson ahead on the right. Gets it out for Nickerson. Now top of the key, Nicolay. Nicolay spins. Gives it for Nelson. Nelson with the crossover on the drive into the left corner for Durich. Durich dribbles up to the wing. Now gets it inside Nicolay. Nicolay spins, loses her footing, was knocked to the floor, and she'll go back to the free throw line to shoot 2 for William Jewell. Foul on Shelby Mustaine will be her first.
Foul on Northwest, number 24, Shelby Mustaine.
And Nicolay, who just hit a couple of free throws a moment ago, is 2 of 2 at the line in the game. 1 of 2 here is good. 5 points now for Cassie Nicolay. And a second free throw for Nicolet is up and good. Six now for Nicolet. Back to a one-point William Jewell lead. 27-26, 6:53 to play in the first half. Over to the right side, it goes for McEnany. Now back up top and into Mustaine at the high post. Down low, cutting to the basket. Matthews misses the shot, got the rebound, misses again. This time out of there with it is Maddie Nelson. And then as Nelson tries to dribble up court, she is fouled. This will go on McEnany. That'll be the second on McEnany. Meredy Scott getting set to check in, but we'll have to wait a moment. Nelson will get two free throws for William Jewell. First free throw off the left side. 6:37 to play in the first half. 27-26. Jewell on top. Scott gets into the lineup and takes the place of McEnany. Second free throw by Nelson is good. So she got one of two. That's her first point of the ball game and a two-point William Jewell lead. Just over 6.5 minutes to play in the first half. Over to the left side, Easton with it on the wing. Now into the corner, Matthews gives it up for Stevens. On to the right, Easton. Open for three. Good. Ariel Easton knocks down the three. Her third three of the ball game. That's 15 for Easton. Now up top of the key, a quick shot by Maddie Nelson off the front of the rim. Mustaine with the rebound. Bearcats are up by one. Just over 6 minutes to play in the first half. Descott on the baseline. On the drive, the shot up. No good. Rebound for Zinka Durich for William Jewell. Durich gets it ahead to Nicolet, right corner. She puts up a three. It's off the back of the rim. Annie Matthews, the rebound for Northwest. Gets it to Stevens, who will slow it down. And walks it across the timeline. Stevens directs some traffic. Easton comes out, joins her. And out to the right side it goes for Annie Matthews. Top of the key, Scott. On to the left side of the wing, Easton. Goes on the drive, up with the runner, off the glass. Good. Ariel Easton with a good afternoon. 17 in the first half here for Easton. She had 15 in the game last night. On the right side, Durich spinning with it, has lost her dribble, lobs it up in the paint, just gets it to Benton Keyes, who misses the layup but draws the foul. This will go on Annie Matthews. Matthews picks up her second foul. And two free throw opportunities now for Christian Benton Keyes. So Keyes gets set with her first, and that one is good. Benton Keyes with 4 points, hit a three-pointer a little bit earlier in the half. 5:16 to play in the half. And checking into the lineup for William Jewell is Connor Hazelrig out of St. Joseph, a LeBlond. High school graduate, second free throw, in and out, no good. Rebound for Ashley Ginther. For Northwest. Gets it to Stevens. Stevens will set the offense on the right side of the floor. Dribbles with it to the wing. Out top of the key it goes. A shot fake by Ariel Easton. Over to the right side, Stevens. Inside it goes to Mustaine. Knocked away. Nicolet gets the steal. Gives it up for Nelson. Nelson on the right side with it. Goes on the drive. Underhanded shot. High off the glass. No good. But she's knocked to the floor by Ginther. So a couple more free throw opportunities coming up here. Ashley Ginther picking up her first. It'll bring us to a timeout. 4:50 to play in the first half. 31-29, Northwest Missouri State's lead over William Jewell. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, 31-29, Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over William Jewell, 4:50 to play in the first half. So we promised you we were going to let you know about Bearcat football and what they might be looking at. And Northwest, it looks like, will be playing the winner of Minnesota Duluth and Emporia State. So, I tell you, after seeing Emporia State and any MIAA team, you'd hate to have to see in the playoffs.
Oh, that is true. They're a very good team. We know that Duluth is good. We've seen them through the years. And stole your pen. Sorry about that. I've got one of my own, I guess. But
I think I gave it to you. But Matty Nelson hits the first two free throws out of the timeout for William Jewell, and then ties the game with the second. So 31-31 game, 4:48 to play in the first half. Merity Scott with it for Northwest Missouri State. Gives it up for Kenna Veldhuizen. Veldhuizen works it over to the left wing. Into the corner for Easton. Drive along the baseline, up with the shot, and it's good. A great first half by Ariel Easton. 19 points for Easton, 33-31, Northwest Missouri State. Bounce pass inside to Nicolay. She goes through the lane, up with a shot blocked by Mustaine, who gets the rebound. Outlet over on the left side for Veldhuizen on the drive. Tried to go to Scott, wasn't expecting it by her, and out of bounds, and will belong to William Jewell. Looks like the other first-round matchup in Super Region 3 will be, is that Henderson State
yes,
and St. Cloud?
Yes.
So Pittsburgh State, with their loss yesterday, drops out of the playoff picture. William Jewell with the basketball. Out to the top of the key it goes. Christian Benton Keys loses a handle on it, trying to go down, but it was knocked out of her hands, it looks like. And now the official will change the call and say it will belong to Northwest Missouri State.
Now, if you look at Region 4, the number 5 seed in Region 4, a familiar team, Saginaw Valley, is in the playoffs. So Northwest first opponent of the year.
Yeah. Over to the right side, Easton puts up a three. That's off the back of the rim. The rebound for William Jewell as Maddie Nelson comes out of there with it. 2-point Bearcat lead, 3:46 to play in the first half. Baseline right, Benton Keys travels with it, trying the shot fake and drive. That will give it right back to Northwest. 6 turnovers in the ball game for William Jewell. Excuse me, 5 turnovers. Nope, that is the 6th. Just came up on the stats. 10 for Northwest. Bearcats with the basketball up by 2. Lob inside of Mustaine, overthrown. Easton, though, hustles and saves the ball inbounds. Gets it out top, Veldhuizen. Now to Easton. Veldhuizen, and we've got a whistle and a stoppage of play here. Shot clock is still at 30, so they're going to have to figure out where they want to put the shot clock at. Should not be at 30. That's all I know.
Well,
by the way, Mankato State is the number 2 seed in that region, which we kind of anticipated. So Cats will be in action on the 30th at Bearcat Stadium against either Minnesota Duluth or Emporia State.
And I think Northwest has also come up with ticket information that we'll be able to pass along as we'll go along. We'll probably do that at halftime to make sure I have enough time to get that out there to you. But it's good. Bearcats coming into this undefeated on the season and number 1 seed in the Super Region 3. So
I'll tell you what, it's neat to see Emporia State in the playoffs with the way Coach Karen Higgins has brought that program along the last few years, and see them get this opportunity is really neat for the MIAA.
I know when we were there a couple weeks ago, there was a little bit of concern about whether they would make it or not, but things played out where they were able to get in, so that's nice to see a team that hasn't been there to be able to get in and enjoy some playoff success.
Top of the keys, Merity Scott goes over to the right side for Veldhuizen. Northwest Missouri State up 33-31, 3.5 minutes to play in the first half. Veldhuizen tries to drive, goes over the shot blocked away from behind by Hazelrigg, comes down with a rebound, gets it out to Maddie Nelson. Over to the right side on the wing, Nickerson. Wanted to drive, cut off by Scott, brings it out, tried to go to Nicolay. Scott tips it out of bounds on the far side. So an inbound coming for William Jewell with 3:17 to play in the first half. Inbound will come to the free throw line for Mackenzie Johnson. She tried to get it to Maddie Nelson, who bobbled the ball, traveled with it, and gives it back to Northwest, and gives Monique Stevens a chance to check into the lineup, taking the place of Ashley Ginther. Inbound will come on the baseline for Stevens. She'll get by the Full court pressure, working ahead to Easton on the left. Over to the right side for Veldhuizen, now to Easton. On to the left, Stevens, Mustaine, back to Stevens, on the drive, up with the shot, no good off the glass. Rebound, Mustaine and Nicolay fighting for it. We'll have a held ball call, and the possession arrow will give it to Northwest Missouri State. 2:59 to play in the half, 33-31 Northwest's lead. Veldhuizen lobs it out for Scott on the left wing. Now to Stevens between the circles. Over to the left side for Scott. Now back up top, Easton. Shot fake, drive by Easton. Kick out right side. Veldhuizen three is off the front of the rim. Rebound Stevens. Triple team dribbles out of that to the wing and will set the offense for Northwest. Works it over to Veldhuizen left side. Onto the wing for Scott. Scott will bring it top of the key, Easton. Shot fake now inside to Mustaine. And a foul from behind. Nicolay trying to knock it away will be called for her second. And this should send Shelby Mustaine to the free throw line to shoot two.
This game is very similar to what the Northwest men had last night with William Jewell. Close throughout much of it. Northwest really couldn't get a lot of space away from William Jewell until late in the ballgame. So hopefully we'll see the same type of result at the end with Northwest coming up with a win. But very similar type of game that we saw last night.
Mustaine hits the first free throw. She has 3 points this afternoon. Second free throw for Mustaine is also good. So Mustaine knocks them both down. 4 points for her. Bearcats up by four. 2:32 to play in the first half. A three from the right side. No good from Kelsey Nickerson. Long rebound on the baseline for Merity Scott. Ahead to Veldhuizen. Now to Easton. Down to the baseline. Up with another runner. It's off the front of the rim. The rebound tipped around and picked up by Hazelrigg in the paint for William Jewell. Across the timeline and over to the right side. On the wing. Drive by Maddie Nelson. She draws the reach-in foul. This will be called on Ariel Easton. That will be her second. 35-31, the Northwest women on top of William Jewell with 2:11 to play in the first half. Nelson to the line where she is 3 of 4 in this first half. Two opportunities here with the first one good. All four of her points has come at the free throw line. Christian Benton Keys replaces Cassie Nicolay in the William Jewell lineup. And the second free throw is good for Nelson as well. Back in for Northwest is Ashley Ginther, 5'10 freshman from Independence. And full court pressure again from William Jewell. Inbound to Monique Stevens, working against Hazelrigg, gets by her. Across the timeline to Veldhuizen on the left side. Back out to Stevens. Over to the right wing, Easton. Hooked in at Ginther momentarily, up to Scott, left side Veldhuizen, fakes left, passes top of the key, Easton with a three, good for Ariel Easton. Fourth three for Ariel Easton, 22 points in this first half, 38-33, Northwest on top. Bounce pass into Benton Key, she gets by Scott, up with the shot, no good, but Merity Scott will be whistled for a bump. That will be her first foul. And it will send Benton Keys to the free throw line to shoot two for William Jewell.
Well, I tell you, Ariel Easton really doing well on the offensive side. I think defensively, still some things you might need to be working on, but offensively, she adds a lot to that Northwest offense.
And the first free throw off left for Benton Keys. And a second free throw coming her way. That one is up, and it rattles down. So 5 points now for Benton Keys. 38-34, Northwest Missouri State with a lead. Full court pressure as William Jewell tries to step up that pressure. Nice pass by Stevens ahead to Easton. Easton down the right side of the lane, up with a shot off the glass. Good for Ariel Easton. It's 24 for Easton, 40-34, the lead for Northwest. 1:23 to play in the first half. Up top of the key, Mackenzie Johnson works it over to Hazelrigg. Now to Benton Keys, bobbles the pass, but chases it down. Spins, up with the shot, hits the side of the backboard, tipped by Veldhuizen. Benton Keys out with it. Over to the left wing, Nickerson takes and knocks down the three for William Jewell. All nine of her points have come outside the arc. 40-37, Northwest with the lead in the ball. A minute to play in the first half. Merity Scott, right side, gets it to Easton. Down to the baseline and up with the runner. She drew the foul. We'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. Kelsey Nickerson called for her first for William Jewell.
Foul number 20, Kelsey Nickerson.
Shelby Mustaine getting set to check back in for Northwest. And the free throw by Easton is good. She is 3 of 3 from there. 25 first half points for Ariel Easton. It's got to be one of the bigger single halves of basketball scoring-wise that we have seen from Bearcat in quite some time.
Oh, I think you're right.
Second free throw off the back of the rim for Easton. Northwest up by 4. Under a minute to play in the first half. Nelson to the top of the key on the drive. Into the right corner. Gets the pass to Connor Hazelrigg, who hits the 3 from the corner. Hazelrigg with her first points, and it makes it a one-point game. 35 seconds to play in the first half. 41-40 Northwest. Easton at the top of the key. Over to the left side for Veldhuizen. Veldhuizen will work it over to Scott. Scott brings it now to Stevens. Stevens tried to drive, kicks it to Scott. Three-pointer on the way. Off the right side of the rim. Rebound tapped out to the free throw line. Both Hazelrigg and Ginther come up with it. A held ball in the possession arrow will give it to William Jewell with 13 seconds to play in the first half. Easton comes to the sideline after a 25-point first half.
Boy, a strong first half for her. And, boy, if she can, obviously you're not going to get 25 points out of her in the first half every game, but if she can get that type of output from game to game where she does such a good job on the offense, that'll mean a lot to this team.
And a jumper up just off the block for Maddie Nelson. No good. Rebound for Ginther on the backside, and that will do it in this first half. The Northwest women will take the lead into the halftime locker room, 41-40. Over William Jewell here in the final game of the Winstead Reeves Classic at Bearcat Arena. We'll be back with more after this 90-second timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Highline Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HighlineHomeFurnishings.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville. Located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, 41-40, the Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over William Jewell here at the half. And, John, we heard from Coach Michael Smith in the pregame. He wanted to see some improvement defensively out of this Northwest team. And while it wasn't a perfect first half defensively, I think we started to see that they were listening and are trying to make some better moves on the defensive end.
Yeah, and sometimes while they're trying to maybe learn a different scheme defensively, they're still giving up some buckets that most likely they won't later in the year. Again, last year they played a lot of zone. This year, I think Coach Smith plans to play man-to-man, and it's going to take a lot to bring him out of that man-to-man, so he's wanting to see this team do the things they need to do to be successful in a man-to-man defense. And a couple of times when there was a breakdown in that, he got a quick timeout to try to rectify that situation. We came down the next time they were on defense, and you see they learned from those timeouts, so they're going to pick this up to where it's going to be a good defensive team as they go along, but still a learning process on that side of things. And giving up 40 points in the first half, I'm sure you didn't want to see them give up 40 every game. But, again, there's some things you're seeing out there that are improvements for this team.
And, obviously, a huge first half for Ariel Easton on the offensive end, shooting well from the outside, being effective on the inside, and just a solid all-around first half offensively.
But yeah, very impressive. When she can step out and knock down the three, she hit four threes out of that first half. And then when they come out, try to overplay her out on the perimeter, she's able to make that quick first step to the bucket and drive and get a score there and get to the free throw line. So she's going to be a very important part of the offense as the season goes along.
Northwest Missouri State women with a lead 41-40 over William Jewell. We are at the half of this Winstead-Reeves Classic matchup at Bearcat Arena. As we mentioned a little bit there at the tail end of the first half, we have learned a lot about what's going to happen with Bearcat football. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll fill you in on all the details that are available, which honestly are quite a lot. we'll let you know about that when we come back. Again, 41-40, the lead for the Northwest women. We're back in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for this Bearcat Sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
Back at Bearcat Arena, 41-40, the Northwest Missouri State women with the lead at the half against William Jewell. And as we mentioned, the Bearcat football team will be off next week. We knew that. They did get the top seat, as we expected, and will play the winner of Minnesota Duluth and Emporia State. Those two will match up in Duluth next Saturday. So Bearcats will learn their opponent next Saturday afternoon once that game is complete. But, John, even though we're still a couple of weeks away from game time, tickets will still be available in plenty of time.
Yeah, Northwest Athletic Department has released information about how to purchase tickets, and they're available by going online this evening beginning at 6 o'clock or in person tomorrow through at Tuesday at 4:30. This for season ticket holders, as they can claim their season tickets at that point. Then beginning on Wednesday, November 20th, any seats unclaimed by season ticket holders will be released for sale to the general public. So that's the information right now. So season ticket holders right now with an opportunity beginning in about another 35 minutes to go online or in person tomorrow at 8 a.m. through Tuesday at 4:30. And then after that point, once again beginning on Wednesday, November 20th, any seats unclaimed by season ticket holders will be released for sale to the general public. So that's some of the things you need to know about tickets for the matchup, as Northwest again will face the winner, Minnesota Duluth and Emporia State. And Emporia will have the pleasure of going north to Duluth in November.
You know, the last trip we had to Duluth, welcome that, not having to make that trip, that's for sure. I'm sure it probably won't be, 10 below wind chill or whatever it was back in 2010?
Oh, man, that was cold.
I think that might be the coldest I literally have ever been.
Yeah, the fortunate part about that was we were inside. Our sideline reporter, Matt Tritton, at the time had to be outside for that one.
But and when we were cold inside, we knew it had to be bad outside. One thing we see with the matchups, the thing I get a little nervous about, and I know the coaches want to have the week off, mental rest, that sort of thing, you always get a little bit nervous when you're playing really well to take extra time off, get out of a little bit of a routine. We saw Northwest kind of take advantage of that against Midwestern State a few seasons ago, where they were able to go down there and upset them after a week off. But I just get this feel with this Bearcat team, their ability to prepare and things like that, that it won't be an issue.
Yeah, one of the things you hear from Coach Doral, that one of the reasons he would welcome the bye week is not only physically to get the week off, but it's they've been very active since the really first part of August, getting ready for the season, and to have a little bit of a break mentally. I think it's important, too, where you don't have to get right back at things and prepare for an opponent where you can kind of rest a little bit from that aspect of things, it has to be good for the team as well.
You know, when you talk about needing a mental break, especially with this Bearcat team, I think it plays a big role because a lot of teams want the mental break because they do some preparation work, but it just seems like Northwest does so much more. Those players are in the film room so much more than a lot of other teams that they're using that mental side of it a lot more than maybe some other teams.
Yeah, it's a very important part of preparation that Northwest has for their opponents. And anytime you go over to the athletic offices, you see several players sitting down with some of the assistant coaches going over game film and looking for tendencies out of the opponents. And I don't think anybody does a better job of breaking down video than what the Northwest coaching staff does. And they do such a good job of relaying that on to the team, where when they get out there on a Saturday afternoon, there are very few surprises that the opponents throw at Northwest.
You know, and it's always tempting, especially as a media member, to want to ask, so would you rather see Emporia again because you know about them, or see somebody new in Minnesota Duluth? And I just get the feel that it really doesn't matter. They just want to be on the field.
Yeah, they're just happy to be in the playoffs and happy to see how things play out there. So, again, it'll be an interesting matchup with Minnesota Duluth and Emporia, and whoever comes out of that, I think Northwest will welcome the opportunity to play them at Bearcat Stadium.
So Northwest Missouri State, by picking up the number one seed in Super Region 3, that means if up until the semifinals, any game they play, they will be at home, and then they'll have to figure it out later with the semifinals. But obviously, they got to get some wins. Northwest plays the winner of Minnesota Duluth Emporia State. On the other side of the bracket in Super Region 3, Minnesota State Mankato is the number 2 seed, and they await the winner of Henderson State and St. Cloud State, who gets in at the number 6 spot, really thanks in large part to the loss yesterday by Pittsburgh State to Missouri Southern in their rivalry game.
Yeah, and I know that Pittsburgh State has to be very disappointed about that outcome, but when you get a rivalry game that we talk about with the Northwest Missouri Western game, really it doesn't really matter particularly how each team is doing at that point in the season when that game comes up. You know, you got to be playing as well as you can, and at Pittsburgh State just got taken to them a little bit yesterday by Missouri Southern.
We're at the half here, 41-40, Northwest Missouri State and William Jewell, the Bearcat women, with that one-point lead. When we come back, we'll take a look at some of the numbers from the first half. We'll do it after this timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
It never stops. There's always action.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, supported by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Back out of Bearcat Arena with a one-point lead for the Northwest Missouri State women. Before we look at some of the numbers from the first half, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Well, for Northwest Missouri State, we touched on it earlier. A big first half for Ariel Easton. 25 points for Easton in the first half in 19 minutes of action, the only one for either team in double-digit scoring. She was 4 of 6 from three-point range, 9 of 14 from the field, and 3 of 4 from the free-throw line in the half. Also added an assist and a steal for Northwest. 6 points for Monique Stevens. She hit the only three-pointer she attempted in the first half and was 3 of 4 at the free-throw line. Also led the team with 3 assists. 4 first-half points off the bench for Shelby Mustaine. She was 2 of 2 at the free-throw line and had 5 rebounds. A couple of points apiece for Timber Schekinger, Annie Matthews, and Denise McEnany. Matthews led the team in rebounding, pulling down 8 in the first half. Look at the other side for William Jewell. 9 points for Kelsey Nickerson. She was 3 of 5 from 3-point range. All of her points coming outside the arc. 6 points apiece for Chelsea Meeks and Jessie Wheeler. 5 points for Maddie Nelson. She was 5 of 6 at the free throw line to pick up her points. Also 5 points for Christian Benton Keys. Connor Hazelrig with 3 points, hitting the only shot attempt she took in the first half from outside 3-point arc. It adds up to a 41-40 lead for Northwest Missouri State over William Jewell. When we come back, second half action here from Bearcat Arena. That's after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Come on now! Let's go! Come on now, let's go!
The Bearcat Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Northwest Missouri State University's Department of Health and Human Services offers programs ranging from physical education to coaching to dietetics and parks management. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Teams will go back to their starting lineups for the start of the second half here. For William Jewell, that's Cassie Nicolay, along with Chelsea Meeks, Maddie Nelson. And I do, actually there is a change. Haley Jo Smith will be out there to start the second half for William Jewell, along with Christian Benton Keys. For Northwest, it's going to be Timber Schenkinger, Ariel Easton, Monique Stevens, Ashley Nelson, and Annie Matthews. We're set to go in the second half. Bearcats start with the ball in the one-point lead. Stevens working right to left, gives it off for Nelson on the right side. She drives over to the left, down the lane, shot no good, and the rebound for Ariel Smith. Smith to the top of the key, bounce pass out of the left side, and it is in and out of the hands of Chelsea Meeks. So that will give it back to Northwest Missouri State. 10 first-half turnovers for Northwest. That's the 8th turnover for William Jewell. In the right corner, Nelson. Out top of the key, Easton. Fake left, goes right. Kick out, Schenkinger. Now to Stevens between the circles. On to the right wing, Nelson. Nelson to Schenkinger. Now on to Nelson. To the free throw line, in the lane. Knocked away, but a reach will be called. And Northwest will inbound. This goes on Haley Jo Smith. That'll be her third. She picked up a couple of quick ones. Didn't see a ton of action in the first half. And now Northwest will inbound on the baseline left. Stevens inbound to Nelson. Drive on the baseline. Pass up to Matthews at the high post. Out to Easton left wing. Down to the baseline she goes. Into Matthews. A dribble. A shot. Good off the glass for Annie Matthews. Good teamwork by those two. 4 for Matthews. And it's a 3-point Bearcat lead. Left side, Ariel Smith. Has it knocked away by Easton. Now gets it back into the corner. Meeks. Drive by Meeks to Nicolay. Up with the shot. It hangs on the rim and goes for Cassie Nicolay. 8 points for her. Just her second field goal of the game. And it's back to a 1-point Northwest Missouri State lead. Stevens between the circles. Over to the right side on the wing for Nelson. Nelson up top for Schenkinger. Now on to the left. Stevens takes a 3 from the wing. Rattles out. Rebound for Matthews. Got it between 2 William Jewell players. Gets it out to Nelson. Hands it for Stevens. Now over to Easton. On the left wing, Schenkinger. Drive down to the baseline. Kick back up. Nelson goes up with the 3. Got it! Ashley Nelson with her first points of the day. And it's a 46-42 Northwest lead. Pass into the right corner. Went by Chelsea Meeks into the William Jewell bench. It looked for a moment like maybe Ashley Nelson had tipped it. She did not. Pass from Ariel Smith gives it back to Northwest Missouri State. Bearcats breaking the full court pressure. Ahead to Easton. Over to the right side, Nelson. On to the wing, Schenkinger. Up to Stevens. Stevens to Easton. Fakes on the 3. Goes on the drive. Now brings it out top of the key. Resets for Northwest. 2 minutes into the second half. On to the left for Schenkinger. Schenkinger inside to Matthews. Matthews with a dribble. Kick out to Easton and the bump. Nicolay from behind bumping Annie Matthews. That will be the third on Cassie Nicolay. Second team foul in this second half for William Jewell. And Northwest inbounds on the baseline left. Stevens lobs it out. Nelson thought about a three. On the drive, up with the runner. It's too strong. Rebound on the backside for Ariel Smith for William Jewell. She's up the floor on the left sideline, into the paint with it. Tried to go coast-to-coast. Draws the foul as she went up for the layup. This one will go on Ariel Easton. That will be the third on Easton. 46-42, the Northwest women with the lead. 17-44 to play. Ariel Smith at the free throw line for two. Looking for her first point of the afternoon. Free throw is up and in and out, no good.
Pretty nice if Northwest can get on a bit of a run here early in this second half and get a bit of space between Northwest and William Jewell. William Jewell's been hanging tough. It seems like every time Northwest comes up with a big bucket, Jewell off of a fast break gets down the floor and scores on the other end. So it'd be nice to get some stops and turn those into points for Northwest.
And a second free throw goes for Ariel Smith and a timeout for William Jewell. Coach Jill Kress will take it with him. 17-44 to play. 46-43 Northwest Missouri State. Back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville. Located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Back at Bearcat Arena, 46-43, the Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over William Jewell. The Bearcats will also have the basketball. Timber Schechinger will inbound against the full court pressure. Schechinger gets it into Easton. Easton working against Ariel Smith. Now, full court pressure is another thing that will be a little bit tougher with the new hand-checking rules as well. Nelson right side. Out to Schechinger. Left side, Easton. Easton on to the left for Stevens. Now to Matthews. Right side, Nelson. She's on the drive. Into the paint. Bounce pass to Matthews. Shot off the glass. Good for Annie Matthews. Nice assist there by Ashley Nelson. Matthews with six, and it's a five-point Bearcat lead. Left side, Smith with it for William Jewell. Into the right corner for Meeks. Meeks will bring it top of the key. Now over to the left side. Bounce pass into Nicolay. Shot off the glass. Good for Cassie Nicolay. She's the first for William Jewell into double-digit scoring with 10. Now Stevens in the backcourt gets by a couple of defenders ahead to Easton on the left wing. Now out between the circles. Stevens over to Easton. On to Schechinger. To Nelson, top of the key. Right side for Stevens. Back to Nelson. Nine on the shot clock. Easton, top of the key. A three on the way. It's off the left side of the rim. Rebound for Nicolay for William Jewell. Gets it out to Ariel Smith, who's across midcourt left side. 16 and a half minutes to play. Northwest Missouri State up by three. Nicolay with it out beyond the arc. Fires a pass inside. Maddie Nelson spins up with the shot off the front of the rim, but the rebound off the fingertips of Ariel Easton. Easton kind of started to head up court before she completely had the basketball. And William Jewell will inbound on the baseline right. Lob out to Nicolay. Over to the left side for Haley Jo Smith. Back to Nicolay on the give and go. Shot is good by Nicolay. And she's going to have a chance to tie the ball game from the free throw line, drawing the foul inside on Annie Matthews. That's the third on Matthews.
You have to hand it to William Jewell. They are a very competitive team, and you can just see out there that they've got a lot of, I've been using this word the last couple of days, but gritty players out there. Some players that might not have the most ability in the world, but just from a heart standpoint and an effort standpoint, they're as good as they come.
Free throw by Nicolay, no good. Shelby Mustaine with the rebound. Mustaine took the place of Annie Matthews in the lineup. And the Bearcats hold that one-point lead, 48-47. Ashley Nelson with it on the right wing. Top of the key, Schechinger. Back over to Nelson. Inside to Mustaine. Posting up on Nicolay. Up with the shot and good. Mustaine with 6 points. And William Jewell will push it up the floor. Over to the left wing. Nelson on the drive. Gets it down low to Haley Joe Smith. Shot no good. Rebound tip. Nelson chases it down. Gets the outlet to Stevens. She's right to left here at Bearcat Arena. On to the elbow. Down to the paint. Tried to get it to Mustaine. And now a kick is going to be called on Nicolay. So Northwest will get an inbound on the baseline left. And the inbound coming from Monique Stevens. Out to the left side for Nelson. Nelson with a dribble. Up with the three-pointer. And it's good for Ashley Nelson. Nelson with a couple of three-pointers in this second half. 6 points for her. And Northwest has matched their biggest lead of the game at six. 15:25 to play. Top of the key with it. Ariel Smith down low to Meeks. Over to the right side. That's Nelson. Spin move. Up with the shot. Good to go for Maddie Nelson. That's 7 for Nelson. 53-49, Northwest with a lead in the basketball. Stevens up the floor. Over to the left side, Nelson. Drive to the baseline. Between the legs with the dribble. Up with the runner. Wave it off. They're going to call a bump before the shot. Nelson wanting the continuation there, but Cassie Nicolay picks up her fourth foul. It's the third team foul against Jewell in this second half. Jesse Wheeler will check back in the lineup for William Jewell. And an inbound coming from Monique Stevens on the baseline left. Comes into Schechinger in the corner. A drive along the baseline. Up with the runner. Good off the glass for Timber Schechinger. 4 for Schechinger. 55-49 Northwest on top. Under 15 minutes to play. Drive on the right side. Ariel Smith. Bounce pass. Tried to go inside to Maddie Nelson. Goes by her and out of bounds. Northwest will have it after a timeout. A 6-point Bearcat lead, 14:48 to play. We're back to Bearcat Arena in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
55-49, the Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over William Jewell. 14:48 to play. Bearcats looking for their first win of the season. Now they are just 0-2. Still very early, but the Cats do look like they're playing much better basketball tonight, today, than they were even last night.
Putting together at this point, really for the most part, a pretty complete game, and I think playing better here in the second half than they did in the first.
Stevens takes the inbound against the full court pressure, working against Ariel Smith across midcourt with it. Now over to the left side, on the wing for Nelson. Nelson with a couple of threes in this second half, down into the corner. Stevens with it, brings it up to the wing, into the paint. Tried to go down low to Mustaine. It is tipped out of bounds, and Northwest will inbound on the baseline left. 14.5 minutes to go. Stevens looking for the inbound into the left corner for Nelson. Nelson with a dribble. Tried to go Mustaine on the pick and roll. It's tipped out. Chased down by Maddie Nelson. She brings it the other way for William Jewell and hits the jumper on the right side from six. That's 9 for Maddie Nelson. 55-51. Northwest Missouri State with the lead in the ball. Stevens across the timeline right side, out between the circles with it. She works against Jesse Wheeler. Out to the right wing for Schechinger. Looked in at Mustaine, now to the top of the key for Nelson. Over to the left side, Stevens, a three-pointer on the way. That's off the front of the rim. Rebound Mustaine, follow up the glass. Good for Shelby Mustaine. That's 8 for Mustaine. 57-51, Northwest Missouri State, 13:48 to play. William Jewell with it. Ariel Smith, top of the key, works it over to the right side. A three on the way from Haley Joe Smith. Too hard. Stevens, a rebound on the backside. Bumped as she gets by Maddie Nelson, and Nelson will be called for the foul. That'll be the second on Nelson. Fourth team foul against Jewell. Kenna Veldhuizen and Alexandria Blaurock back in for Northwest. Back on for William Jewell, Christian Benton Keys, Stevens, and Schechinger to the sideline for Northwest Missouri State. Veldhuizen across midcourt. Over to the left side on the wing. Blaurock now to the top of the key. A three from Nelson off the front of the rim. Rebound picked up by Chelsea Meeks for William Jewell. Meeks will lead the break. A three on two over to the right side. Maddie Nelson down to the baseline. Dribbles off her foot out of bounds, and that'll give it back to Northwest Missouri State.
Coming down on the baseline, saw that she's coming into a double team and just couldn't make the move she wanted.
In the first half, William Jewell had seven turnovers. They've had four already in this second half. Now a steal on the inbound by Ariel Smith. Gets the bounce pass to Jesse Wheeler, who scores. And that's the 12th turnover of the game for Northwest. And now a five count as Blaurock tried to get the inbound for the Bearcats, and that will give Jewell the basketball under their own bucket with 13:09 to go.
Full court pressure bothering Northwest here in the last couple of possessions.
57-53, the lead for Northwest. The inbound to Maddie Nelson on the right side, just outside the paint. Spins, shot on the block, won't go. Rebound for Mustaine. Hands it for Veldhuizen. She's across the timeline with it on the right side. Now between the circles. Brings it onto the left to the top of the key for Scott. Scott onto the wing for Blaurock near the corner. Right side of the floor to the high post for Mustaine. Over to the left side in the corner. Veldhuizen takes a three. Got it! Nothing but net for Kenna Veldhuizen. That's her first points of the afternoon, and it's a 7-point Bearcat lead, their biggest of the afternoon.
8 threes by the Bearcats so far.
12.5 minutes to play on the left side for William Jewell. Jesse Wheeler holding on to it in front of Blaurock. Now onto the right for Benton Keys on the drive. Runner blocked by Mustaine. She comes away with the rebound. Gets it out to Veldhuizen. Cross midcourt, right side to the wing. Bounce pass down for Scott. Scott with a dribble. Shot on the way off the front of the rim. Got her own rebound. Kick out left side. Nelson. Northwest will reset. Veldhuizen takes it out near the center circle. Over to the right side of the floor. Now to the left for Scott. Onto the wing, Nelson. Nelson tries the drive to the baseline, and a foul is going to be called. This will go on Jesse Wheeler. That'll be the third on Wheeler. 15 foul against William Jewell. Annie Matthews and Ariel Easton back in for Northwest Missouri State. Mustaine and Scott to the sideline. Kelsey Nickerson checks back in for William Jewell. Veldhuizen to inbound on the baseline left. Lobs it out between the circles for Easton. Go inside, 12 minutes to play in this one. Bearcats up by 7, 60-53. Now Easton throws it away, taken by Ariel Smith. Smith the other way, the layup off the glass is good. 3 points for Ariel Smith, 60-55, the lead for Northwest. Veldhuizen bringing it up against Smith. Gets it across the timeline. Works it to Easton between the circles. Over to the right wing for Blaurock. Top of the key, Nelson. On to the left, Veldhuizen. Into the corner, Easton. Fakes on the three. Goes on the drive. Double team shot up off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound inside for Nickerson for William Jewell. Works it out to the right side. Meeks on the wing to the free throw line with a dribble. Down the left side of the lane. Up with the runner. They're going to wave it off, though. Call a reach before the shot. This one will go on Veldhuizen. That is her first. That's the third team foul against Northwest. Schechinger and Stevens back in the lineup for the Cats. Blaurock and Veldhuizen to the sideline for Coach Michael Smith. Inbound coming on the baseline left. Kelsey Nickerson into the right corner for Wheeler. Wheeler with a couple of dribbles. Brings it up for Benton Keys. Now between the circles, Ariel Smith. Smith up top. Bounce pass over to Meeks, left wing. Guarded by Stevens. Dribbles behind the back. Stevens right there defensively. Now Meeks on the drive. Up with the runner. No good. But a foul will send her to the free throw line to shoot two. They call this on Monique Stevens. That will be her second. Several different hesitations there by Meeks, causing Stevens to get just a hair behind defensively. And Meeks at the line where she is 2 of 4 so far. First of her two here off the front of the rim. As we mentioned earlier, the Northwest football team finding out they will play the winner of Minnesota Duluth and Emporia State on the 30th at Bearcat Stadium. Second free throw is good by Meeks. Also, the defending national champion, Valdosta State, not in the playoff field this year.
That's a little bit of a surprise. You don't see teams drop off that far off the map in 1 year, normally anyway.
60-56 here, the Northwest Missouri State women with a lead in the basketball, 10:43 to play. Schechinger with it out top, over to the right side for Nelson. Nelson with one dribble, wants to go back to Schechinger, does, 7 on the shot clock. She works it left side, now to Easton on the wing, left open, 3, nothing but net, Ariel Easton. Her fifth three-pointer of the game, 28 points for Ariel Easton. 63-56, and now a drive on the right side. Schechinger and Ariel Smith collide. Both go down kind of awkwardly, and Schechinger trying to get up, but is not getting up quickly. She's on all fours. Kind of got that left leg, it looked like, tangled up a bit. Maybe twisted. And the athletic trainer headed out there. Schechinger looked like she wanted to stay in the game. The trainer tried to sneak off the court, but she had gotten out there, so Schechinger will have to come out of the lineup until the next dead ball. We'll see who Coach Michael Smith will put in the lineup in her place.
Good news is Schechinger is able to get up and go off the court, and it appears like she's going to be okay, so that's good news.
Alexandria Blaurock will be the one to step on the floor for Northwest. And an inbound will come on the baseline right for William Jewell after the third foul on Timber Schechinger. Five team fouls against each. Ball tipped by Nelson on the inbound, but chased down in the backcourt by Ariel Smith. Smith with it on the right side, gets it out to the wing for Wheeler. Wheeler brings it to the free throw line, down the left side of the lane, up with the layup, no good. Rebound, Annie Matthews. And Matthews gets it to Stevens, and as Stevens turned, Wheeler coming up from behind, gets her on the back of the head, and will be called for her fourth foul.
Jesse Wheeler.
Sixth team foul. So Northwest will be in the bonus for the final 10 minutes of this game. Right now, they are up by 7. Pass over to the left side. Nelson on the wing. Drive to the baseline. Goes up with the shot. Got it to go and draws a foul. A three-point play opportunity coming up for Ashley Nelson and a chance to give the Bearcats a double-digit lead. The foul call against Kelsey Nickerson is her second, and it brings us to a timeout. 65-56 Northwest lead, 9:56 to go. We're back to Bearcat Arena in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prenery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Back at Bearcat Arena with a 65-56 game, the Northwest Missouri State women leading William Jewell, 9:56 to play, and they're going to have a chance to add one more to that with Ashley Nelson stepping to the free throw line after the break. So Nelson steps up, and for Ashley Nelson today, it will be her first trip to the free throw line. That shot, the first make inside the three-point arc for Nelson today. Free throw is good, but her scoring is still coming in threes. She has 9 points all in this second half, and the Bearcats are up by 10. 9:52 to play. William Jewell with the ball over to the right side on the wing for Nickerson. Skips it across to the left side, Wheeler. Wheeler works it out to the wing. Ariel Smith there. She'll try the drive. Goes down low to Meeks. Meeks falls, but had the dribble. Gets back up. Kicks it out to the right wing for Wheeler. Wheeler to the baseline. Up top for Smith. Smith with the crossover. Kicks it out. Left wing. A three on the way from Nickerson. Nothing but net for Kelsey Nickerson.
That's three
fourth three of the game for Nickerson. All of her points from outside the arc. Bearcats up by seven. Between the circles is Monique Stevens. Stevens will work it over to the right wing. Now up top for Nelson. Nelson onto the wing for Blahrock. Into the corner it goes for Stevens. She'll dribble inside, brings it to the free throw line. Tried to go down low to Matthews, tipped and taken away. Christian Benton Keys with the steal. Gives it up to Ariel Smith, who brings it up the floor for William Jewell. Into the right corner, a three from Nickerson. That one no good. And then on the rebound, a push is going to be called. Annie Matthews knocking Benton Keys to the floor, and that will be the fourth on Matthews. Into the ball game for Northwest, Shelby Mustaine taking the place of Matthews. Timber Schechinger also back in. Blahrock will go to the sideline. Cassie Nicolay checks back in for William Jewell. Matthews in double digits in rebounding today with 10. And now on the inbound, an illegal screen is going to be called against Cassie Nicolay. So not even a second ticked off the clock, and Nicolay is done. That's her fifth foul.
Well, I've been playing four fouls like that. You have to be a little bit smarter out there on the type of physical contact you want to make.
So the Bearcats will have the basketball. 66-59 their lead over William Jewell. And Christian Benton Keys will come right back onto the court with 8:53 to go. We've seen William Jewell back off of the full court pressure here in the second half. Forced a few turnovers, but for the most part, Northwest hasn't had too much trouble with it. Down to Mustaine from Stevens, but a foul on the pass. This will go on Chelsea Meeks. That'll be the third on Meeks, 19th foul. And Stevens will go to the free throw line for a 1-1. Stevens, 3 of 4 at the free throw line today. She was 4 of 4 last night against Truman. Misses the front end of the 1-1, but the rebound by Schechinger, and the follow is good. Schechinger with 6, 68-59. Northwest Missouri State on top. William Jewell with the basketball. Ariel Smith left side to Benton Keys, top of the key, over to the right side. Now for Wheeler. Wheeler through the lane. Left-handed shot, good. An underhanded layup, good for Jesse Wheeler. That's 10 for Wheeler. 68-61, Northwest with the lead in the ball, 8:15 to play. Out to the right side for Schechinger. Top of the key for Nelson. Nelson down the right side of the lane to Schechinger in the corner. Fakes on the three. Goes on the drive. Knocked away from behind. Right to Mustaine, who will hit the layup on the left side. Shelby Mustaine with 10 points. 70-61 the lead for Northwest. We go inside. 8 minutes to play. Meeks with it on the left side. Tries to drive. Steps back. Puts up a shot inside the arc. No good. Rebound tip. From Mustaine to Stevens. Stevens bumped, knocked to the floor, no call. And then as she's sitting on the floor, Meeks goes by. Stevens reaches up and gets called for the foul.
Like a little bit of frustration by Stevens there. She was down the floor, felt she was fouled a little bit earlier than that. Kind of reached in as the player went by. And unfortunately, Stevens getting called for the foul.
So 1-1 opportunity for Meeks. She is 3 of 6 at the free throw line. Free throw by Meeks is good, so she'll get a second opportunity.
Meeks right now with 8 points, coming off a 17-point game last night against Lincoln.
She'll have a second opportunity at the line here. And the second free throw is good. 9 points now for Chelsea Meeks. 70-63, Northwest with the lead in the basketball. 7:35 to go. On to the left side, Ashley Nelson on the wing to the top of the key for Schechinger. Over to the right side, gets it for Stevens on the drive, into the lane. Double team, knocked away. Mustaine comes up with it, dribbles out of trouble. Up top for Schechinger. Left side, Nelson on the drive. Up with the runner, off the glass too hard. Got her own rebound, follow up, it's good! And Ashley Nelson draws the foul. She'll get a 3-point play opportunity for Northwest.
Good job staying with the play and not giving up after taking the shot. Was able to follow up and get in rebounding position and get the follow-up and a chance to go to the free throw line.
Let's pause here 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Nelson hits the free throw. That's the second time she's converted a three-point play at the free throw line. She also has a couple of three-pointers, 12 points, all of that happening in the second half. Bearcats up by 10 once again. 7:03 to play. William Jewell with it. Meeks on the right side. Skips it to Benton Keys on the left. Fakes the three on the drive. Up with the runner, and it's good for Benton Keys. 7 points for her, and it's a 73-65 Northwest Missouri State lead. Bearcats with the ball in. 6:46 to play. And Ariel Easton takes the handoff from Stevens, and a foul call here. This will go against Jesse Wheeler, and that will be the fifth on Wheeler. So we've seen two players for William Jewell foul out of this one. Maddie Nelson, the freshman from Smithville, will check in. And Ariel Easton will go to the free throw line to shoot two for Northwest. Bearcats in the double bonus. Easton with 28 points this afternoon, 25 of those coming in the first half. First free throw is good. Cats up 74-65. And the second free throw is short, and an inbound will come for William Jewell. 6:44 to play. Bearcats going to look to hang on for their first win of the season here. Losses to Quincy and Truman State so far on the season. Across midcourt, Ariel Smith with a bounce pass to the high post for Haley Joe Smith. Back to Ariel, now over to the left corner. Drive from there by Benton Keys. Underhanded layup won't go, but a foul will send her to the free throw line to shoot two. Shelby Mustaine called for her second. We went a pretty good stretch in this second half where we didn't see a lot of foul calls, yeah. But we're starting to see them pile up.
Yeah, last several trips down the floor on both ends, seeing some things. I think some of that might be a little bit of fatigue for both of these teams playing back-to-back games, that maybe getting a little bit lazy on their footwork, and in turn that trying to make up for that, a little bit of a bump or reach in and things like that, and getting some fouls called.
First free throw good for Benton Keys. The second one is up and also good. She has 9 points, and we've got a timeout. 74-67, Northwest Missouri State leading William Jewell. 6:28 to play. We're back to Bearcat Arena in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Highline Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HighlineHomeFurnishings.com.
74-67, Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over William Jewell, 6:28 to play. Don't forget, tickets will be available starting this evening for season ticket holders for the football game on the 30th. And then for the general public later on this week. Now a steal on the inbound for William Jewell. A shot by Ariel Smith, no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds off the fingertips of Chelsea Meeks. So Northwest will get a chance to inbound here with 6:21 to go.
William Jewell just will not go down here, as Northwest has had a couple of opportunities to really break the game open a little bit, but Jewell keeps coming back.
Now Easton over to Nelson in the right corner. Nelson on the drive, up and under move, shot off the glass, good for Ashley Nelson.
She's had a strong second half.
14 points all in this second half. 76-67. The Bearcats on top. Top of the key, Ariel Smith over to the left side for William Jewell. Gets it out between the circles. Haley Joe Smith back over to Ariel. Ariel calls out an offense, gets it to the high post. Haley Joe Smith dribbles across the free throw line, hands it off for Maddie Nelson. Shot fake, pass over to the right Meeks. Steps back, takes the three, got it. Chelsea Meeks with her first three-pointer of the game. She's into double digits with 12 points, and it's a 76-70 lead for Northwest. Pass to midcourt for Ariel Easton. Now a three-on-one into the left corner. Ashley Nelson with the three off the front of the rim. Rebound knocked out of bounds, and it will belong to William Jewell. 5:24 to go here at Bearcat Arena. 76-70 into the Northwest women on top. Ariel Smith over to the left to the top of the key. Bounce pass to Meeks. Knocked away by Stevens. Loose in the lane. Meeks will come up with it. Now she has it knocked away by Nelson off of the foot of Meeks and out of bounds. And Northwest Missouri State will have it. 5:09 to go. 76-70 the Bearcat lead. Schechinger looking to inbound, and Stevens is going to be called for a foul as Chelsea Meeks fell to the floor. And that will be the fourth on Monique Stevens. So Kenneth Eldhuizen will come into the lineup and take the place of Stevens. Inbound for William Jewell on the baseline right. Out midway between the basket and the corner, and then a foul call before the inbound. And this will go against Annie Matthews, and she is done.
Boy, seen a few fouls called on inbound plays here where they're either right before the inbound pass comes in or just directly after for both teams.
Now a timeout for Coach Michael Smith. 76-70 Northwest with the lead, 5:09 to play. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com.
Or you can order online at dominoes.com.
Back out of Bearcat Arena, where it is a 76-70 game. The Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over William Jewell. 5:09 to play in the ball game. Mentioned it a few times, but worth mentioning again. The Northwest Missouri State football team will be in action November 30th at home against either Minnesota Duluth or Emporia State. Those two teams will play next Saturday in Duluth, and the winner of that one will make the trip to Bearcat Stadium on the 30th.
That's an interesting matchup, I think, between those two teams as well. That'll be a fun one to watch in the waiting room to see Northwest play now.
After the timeout, Christian Benton Keys goes to the free throw line to shoot two for William Jewell. And Benton Keys, 4 of 6 at the line so far this afternoon. Her first one off the front of the rim and in. 10 points now for Benton Keys. 5 different players in double-digit scoring now for William Jewell after they did not have one in double-digit scoring. So they are spreading the wealth evenly as the second free throw goes for Benton Keys. She has 11. Full court pressure again from William Jewell, a 4-point Bearcat lead. They've led by as many as 10 a couple of times. Ariel Easton on the right side, avoiding a double team, gets it out to Beldhuizen. Beldhuizen on to the left side for Nelson. Nelson up top, Schechinger. Schechinger over to the right. Beldhuizen open. A 3 on the way. Off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound. Fought for inside. Benton Keys and Mustaine each get a hold of it. Held ball. Possession arrow will give it to William Jewell. The William Jewell crowd and team getting excited here as they continue to try to make a comeback. Cats had a 10-point lead just inside the 10-minute mark. Meeks on the drive. Loses a handle on it, but it goes right to Benton Keys. Her shot no good. Fighting Mustaine for the rebound. It is off of Benton Keys and out of bounds, and Northwest Missouri State will have it. 4:29 to play. A 4-point Bearcat lead. Inbound to Beldhuizen against the full court pressure. Back to Schechinger. Schechinger tried to go to Beldhuizen, and she cuts the other direction, so it sails out of bounds, and William Jewell has forced another turnover.
A little bit of miscommunication off of that full-court press.
18th turnover of the game for Northwest. And into the lineup for the Cats comes Monique Stevens. Stevens out there playing with 4 fouls. 4:23 to go. Meeks works it out near midcourt for Ariel Smith. Smith to the top of the key, over to the right side. Now leaves it out on the right wing. Maddie Nelson goes on the drive, tried to get it down low, tipped out, but Smith up with it for William Jewell. She'll drive with it, go up with a layup, and it's good.
Ariel
Smith with 5 points all in this second half, and it's a 2-point game. Northwest still with the lead and with the basketball. Easton breaks the full court pressure on the left side of the lane, backs it out to the wing. Now brings it between the circles. Over to the left wing, Schechinger lobs it into Mustaine, tipped away by Benton Keyes, who saves it inbounds. Tipped around loose in the lane, down to the floor after it is Maddie Nelson. She gets it, kicks it out to Benton Keyes. Now over to Meeks. Meeks on the drive, layup knocked away by Nelson, but Nelson will be called for the bump. And that'll be the third on Ashley Nelson. This is going to give William Jewell an opportunity to tie the game from the free throw line with 3:38 to play.
William Jewell shooting 77% from the line this afternoon. They've been taking advantage of getting there, 23 of 30.
5 of 8 shooting for Chelsea Meeks, so she's missed 3 of the 7 misses. And the first one is good.
If you look at the difference at the free throw line this afternoon, William Jewell getting to the line now 31 times. Northwest has been to the line just 18.
Second free throw coming up for Meeks, and that one is good. So that'll tie the game at 76. 3:38 to play, and now a steal by Meeks, taking it from Stevens. A layup the other way, too hard. Rebound Ariel Smith, and her follow gives William Jewell the lead. 7 for Ariel Smith, a 2-point lead for William Jewell with 3.5 minutes to go.
That's William Jewell's largest lead of the game. At Northwest earlier in this half had a 10-point lead, only to see the Cardinals come back.
Drive down to the baseline, Schechinger into Mustaine. Shot in the paint, good for Shelby Mustaine. That's 12 for Mustaine. 78-78, 3:13 to go. William Jewell with the basketball. Ariel Smith at the top of the key. Leaves it for Maddie Nelson on the left wing. She'll dribble to the top of the key. Now down the right side of the lane. Underhanded layup, no good. Rebound for Mustaine. Mustaine gets it to Monique Stevens. Stevens, long pass ahead to Easton. A collision and no call. Applied it so hard, Haley Jo Smith is still down, and they're going to stop play here. So after all the touch fouls, one that injures a player doesn't get called. And Haley Jo Smith is still down. She's kind of holding her midsection. She tried to go for the steal on the high pass that was heading for Ariel Easton. Now Coach Jill Craswell head out to take a look at her player, Haley Jo Smith. Kelsey Nickerson is in front of the scorer's table. She will check into the lineup to replace Smith here. With 2:49 to go, game tied at 78. Smith still down. The athletic trainer for Northwest Missouri State also out there taking a look at her as the teams will head over toward the sideline. It's a little tough to tell exactly what hurts. She's pretty ginger coming off to the sideline, but no indication on exactly what's going on. Again, there was a collision in midair between her and Ariel Easton.
Now she's kind of putting her hands up over her head like it might be the head. Earlier it looked like she was bent over like it might be her stomach, but it's really hard to tell.
I almost wonder if maybe she had the wind knocked out of her, you know? But she heads over toward the end of the bench, and Northwest Missouri State will inbound the basketball with 2:49 to go. Again, the game tied at 78. The inbound will come to Stevens, out between the circles. She'll work it to the left side of the floor with the dribble to the wing, into the corner for Nelson. Nelson down to the baseline, spins away from a double team, fakes a pass, gets it to Mustaine in the corner, back up to the wing for Nelson. 7 on the shot clock. Nelson down to the baseline, up with the runner, good off the glass for Ashley Nelson. 16 for Nelson, all in the second half, 80-78 Northwest Missouri. 2:26 to play. On the right side is Ariel Smith, down the lane, up with the runner, offensive foul, Ariel Smith. Monique Stevens steps in to take the charge. She had to be sure of it, too. She's got 4.
Yeah, it was a very headsy play. She was able to slide over, get set in time to take that charge, but a risky play as well. But she gambled and won that time, getting over there and getting in position to draw the charge.
Timeout for William Jewell. 2:21 to play. 80-78, the lead for Northwest Missouri State. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford at Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Back at Bearcat Arena, 80-78. The Northwest women with the lead, 2:21 to play. And coming out of the timeout, the Bearcats will have the basketball. The inbound comes from Timber Schechinger to Ariel Easton. Easton working in the backcourt against Maddie Nelson up the right sideline. Cross midcourt with it. And between the circles, she'll set the offense for Northwest. And Nelson on the left wing. Out to the top of the key. Schechinger onto the right side. Easton fakes on the three. Dribbles with it on the wing. Skips it over to the left side. Nelson into the corner. Schechinger drive along the baseline. Now to the corner right side. Stevens on the wing. Easton a three on the way. Partially blocked. Mustaine, though, comes down with it and hits the shot. Headsy play there by Shelby Mustaine. She's got 14. 82-78. Northwest on top. 1:45 to go. Shelby Mustaine with a double-double here today for Northwest. 14 points, 11 rebounds. Over to the right side, Ariel Smith with it for William Jewell. 1:33 to play. She goes on the drive, now backs it out. Bearcats are up by four. Meeks with it beyond the arc right side. Now gets a screen by Nelson. Puts up a three-pointer left side. Misses badly to the right, and the rebound for Ashley Nelson. Cats will slow the pace here. Nelson in the backcourt, guarding Stevens. Now across the timeline, Stevens will give it over for Easton. On to the right wing, Schechinger on the drive with it. Up with the jumper off the front of the rim. Rebound inside and a foul from behind as Christian Benton Keys came away with the basketball. The foul by Timber Schechinger will be her fourth.
Easier said than done, but Schechinger was out of position there and probably would have been better off just to give up on that rebounder tip. Got caught reaching over a little bit when she just didn't have the position.
So Benton Keys goes to the free throw line to shoot two for William Jewell. Spins the basketball. First free throw rattles down. 12 points for Benton Keys. Haley Jo Smith back in the lineup after going out injured after a collision just a few minutes ago. And Benton Keys with a second free throw attempt coming up. And that one, no good off the front of the rim. The rebound tipped out. Benton Keys chases it down, goes with the follow, misses, but draws the foul on Shelby Mustaine. And Mustaine frustrated, but I think she's frustrated on a no call on the free throw or on the rebound after the free throw that allowed Benton Keys to even get to the rebound.
One thing about Benton Keys, she's another one of those players that just never gives up.
So she'll get two more opportunities, and the first one is off the back of the rim. So she's missed a couple of big ones here in the last couple of minutes. Second free throw is up, and that one is good. So she hit one of two on that trip as well. 13 for Christian Benton Keys. 82-80, Northwest with a lead in the basketball. We go inside, a minute to play. Schechinger ahead on the right side for Easton on the wing. Looked inside, now backs it out. Gives it up for Stevens. Timeout Northwest. 51 seconds to go. Bearcats up by two. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, 82-80, Northwest Missouri State with the lead over William Jewell. Bearcats will have the basketball out of the timeout, 51 seconds to play. Inbound will come to Ashley Nelson near the right sideline, guarded by Ariel Smith. Now to Stevens. 15 seconds on the shot clock. Stevens will give it up for Nelson. Top of the key, gets a screen from Mustaine. Now goes back to the right, gives it to Mustaine through her hands. And up with it is Nelson. Maddie Nelson in the lane, up with the wild shot, and got it to go. Maddie Nelson with 11. Bearcats push it up the floor. Tied at 82. A half a minute to play. Cats can use all of about but 4 seconds on the clock if they want to. Top of the key, Schechinger nearly lost it and will be called for a travel. 20-second turnover of the game, and that will give it back to William Jewell. with 22 seconds to go in the game, tied at 82. Timeout, Jewel. We're back to Bearcat Arena in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Back at Bearcat Arena, where we are tied at 82, 21.6 seconds to play. William Jewell is going to have the basketball after a costly turnover on a travel call against Timber Scheckenberg. Bearcats with 22 turnovers today. They've done a lot of things well, but those turnovers have been costly, especially a few against that full court pressure.
Yeah, and then you look at William Jewell. William Jewell scored 23 points off those turnovers. So William Jewell not only forcing some turnovers out of the Bearcats, but then turning around and turning those into points.
82-82. Jewel will be inbounding in their backcourt on the far sideline about the top of the key. 21.6 seconds to go. Jewel, 27 of 36 on free throws today. Inbound to Meeks in the backcourt. Jewel will want to work for a final shot if they can. Meeks out near midcourt. Easton there defensively. Meeks still dribbling with it as the clock hits 10. Nearly lost the dribble. Keeps it. Goes on the drive in the lane underneath. Ariel Smith up with a shot, and it went. Went for Smith. Inbound quickly, and a steal by Meeks. She dribbles off her foot. It goes out of bounds with 2.2 seconds to go. And it's out close to midcourt. The Bearcats will have the ball down by two with 2.2 seconds to go when we come back. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at
660-582-8800. Back out at Bearcat Arena right now, 2.2 seconds on the clock. The officials have come over and are going to look at the replay here, I think, maybe to determine how much time should be on the clock. 84-82, William Jewell with the lead. Northwest Missouri State will have the basketball. They're going to be inbounding from close to midcourt, probably about 10 feet from midcourt in their backcourt. So they've got a little bit of distance to cover in 2.2 seconds.
Yeah, it'll be a tough task for Northwest, but if they can get a good inbound and get it into the front court for a relatively good look at the bucket, still a shot here.
And I don't know if they're going to be able to make any change here, because where the basketball went out of bounds, it's unlikely there is an angle that had a clock in the frame at the time the ball went out of bounds. So we will see here what they're going to decide to do. But again, I think that's what they're determining. The officials went over and told the teams to go ahead and stay in their huddles and basically get an extended timeout out of it while the two officials look at the replay here to try to determine how much time should be on the clock.
Yeah, it's one of the tough things about basketball at this level. You don't have multiple cameras filming the game where you can have a look at the clock or even the clock inset on the video to be able to determine it. So it makes it a little bit difficult in games like this.
So while we have the moment here, let's go ahead and pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Again, officials looking at the scoreboard, trying to determine how much time should be on the clock. Right now, 2.2 seconds on the clock. William Jewell with an 84-82 lead. Northwest Missouri State will have the basketball. And you kind of hope here they do get a little bit more time, but right now, if you're planning, if you're Coach Smith, you're just going to assume that it's going to be 2.2 seconds, and if you get any extra time out of it, great.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, we've seen a similar situation a few years ago where they brought out a stopwatch off of a cell phone, I believe, to try to time things to see if that worked. That didn't work out so well for one of the officials. But
that was Bearcat men's game against Emporia State tonight. And Northwest did benefit.
Northwest benefited well. So it all worked out well for the Cats.
Yeah. Still looking at the replay here to determine time on the clock, and the teams had gotten back out onto the court. Now both teams will head back over to the sideline as they continue to work here. Again, the Bearcat football team will be in action again on November 30th. And we'll face either Minnesota Duluth or Emporia State. If you're wondering about tickets, season ticket holders can start getting a hold of their season tickets starting tonight. And they'll be opened to the general public later on this week. But again, the 30th for Northwest Missouri State football, their next action as they picked up the number one seed in Super Region 3.
After all that, still 2.2 on the clock.
So Bearcats with it. And an inbound coming here from Timber Schechinger. Schechinger looking toward the front court, throws a long pass, gets it to Nelson. Nelson with a dribble, puts up the shot, and it ends up short. A lot of contact, but no foul call, and the Bearcats will end up with the two-point loss here this afternoon, 84-82 the final. William Jewell with the win over Northwest Missouri State. We'll take a timeout and be back with more from Bearcat Arena after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Championship Motors in Maryville. At 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCauley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 660-582-8800. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More online at nvb.com. Support also comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Also from Maryville Hy-Vee, located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. St. Francis Hospital and Health Services has been providing health care for Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa for over 110 years. More at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-562-3677. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury. Support also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Back to Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State women with a tough loss tonight after building up as much as a 10-point lead. Halfway through the second half, they end up with an 84-82 loss to William Jewell. And I think they learned a lot about the team, but this will still be kind of a tough one for Northwest.
Yeah, a tough one, especially when you got double-digit lead, even though it was just 10 points there in the second half. But really, Matt, I think it just comes down to a couple different things out of this game. Too many turnovers with William Jewell taking advantage of that and getting 25 points off of the 23 turnovers Northwest committed. And then sending William Jewell to the free throw line too many times. 36 attempts at the line by William Jewell, and they knocked down 27 of those. And I think those are two big keys to this game.
Northwest Missouri State with the 84-82 loss here this evening. We'll take a timeout when we come back. It's our extra effort. That's after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
It's time for this week's All That Jazz conversation with Northwest Missouri State President Dr. John Jasinski. Today, Dr. Jasinski talks with John Coffey about how campus prepares for the winter weather season.
Well, that's a tough one to think about because it's certainly a beautiful weekend, but you know, we plan ahead and we understand the importance of being ready for winter weather and the awareness that you need to create both on campus and certainly throughout our communities that we serve. And so our university police department, our emergency management director, Lieutenant Mike Sepperly, have been at the forefront of planning ahead and forecasting, if you will. They work with the National Weather Service, the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services, and the Missouri State Emergency Management Agency called SEMA. And in working with all those entities as well as with local emergency managers, they provide a lot of testing, but also tips to all of us to be ready. And, you know, bottom line that we're telling our students, our faculty and staff, and certainly to our listeners is have an emergency plan in place. And that's really important as you look ahead. But determine how you'll communicate with others during a weather emergency, stock extra food, all those things that, you know, probably some of us take for granted. Travel with a winter storm kit in your car. And we've heard these things before, but we ask people to really take heed of the advice. And, you know, as you recall, John, we talked to our listeners about an in-case-of-crisis app for phones, and so we've got our emergency procedures both on the website and in the in-case-of-crisis app. So we're ready to go, but certainly sometimes those weather conditions crop up very quickly.
That was the 10th president of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. John Jasinski, talking to John Coffey about winter preparedness on this week's All That Jazz conversation. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Bearcat Postgame Show. Postgame Show. Supported by Championship Motors.
Back at Bearcat Arena, 84-82, the final. William Jewell with the win over Northwest Missouri State. It is time for the Extra Effort Award, and we saw a couple of players, John, one with a big first half, another one with a big second half, but we saw some real consistent play out of one of the freshmen for Northwest today.
Shelby Mustaine with a big day, 6 of 7 from the field. She also ended up with 11 rebounds, 14 points, a double-double, had an assist, a couple of blocks, and again, very consistent play. Again, 6 of 7 from the field, very good to there. And then you really have to hand it on the boards, 11 rebounds for it today. So really have to look toward Shelby Mustaine for the Extra Effort Award and what she was able to do out on the floor.
And doing that in 18 minutes of action. Ariel Easton finished with 29 points for Northwest Missouri State on 10 of 18 shooting from three-point range. Did have 5 threes and scored 25 of those 29 points in the first half. Ashley Nelson with 16 points for the Cats, scoring all of those in the second half. On the other side for William Jewell, they really spread out the scoring in this one. 6 players in double-digit scoring for William Jewell. Chelsea Meeks leading the way with 14 points off the bench. Christian Benton Keys with 13 points for William Jewell. But again, the final, 84-82. William Jewell with the win over the Northwest Missouri State women. When we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team, Michael Smith. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main in Maryville, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191. And from O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to enjoy them responsibly and to always designate a driver. More at anheuserbusch.com. Support also comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Also from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. Support also comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, 84-82, the final. William Jewell with a win over the Northwest Missouri State women. Joining us now is Northwest women's coach Michael Smith. And Coach, I know this has got to be frustrating, obviously, with a late loss, but one of those games where you saw, again, some good things out of the players, but just didn't get the full game and didn't get them where you needed them in this one.
Well, you're exactly right. You know, we knew William Jewell was going to be pretty scrappy coming in, just watching them last night, and they didn't give up. Unfortunately, you know, our lead was never comfortable. That's pretty obvious. You know, I think we let our emotions probably get the best of us at times whenever it really cost us. And obviously my locker room speech was pretty short because I got out here quick, but that was the whole emphasis of our locker room speech. It wasn't of that we lost, it's how we lost. And we've got to change culture here. There's no doubt about that. We've got to set some guidelines, some ground rules, I guess you could say, to do that. And it's unfortunate because, we've got some upperclassmen just making some plays that they really cost us. I mean, you know, we get 23 turnovers, and that's hard to overcome to their 13. But it really came down to just the little things that made the difference, and particularly, like I say, that our discipline in the last 3 to 4 minutes of the ball game. So this hurts. This hurts. Unfortunately, we've got to get back to work. And as I said, there's going to be some things changed this week in practice.
Now, when you do take a look at a game like this, and when you talk about looking to try to change culture, do you find a balance where you take the positives and you say, "See, this is working," against saying, "This is what you did wrong," that sort of thing? How do you kind of approach that?
We try that. We've tried that a little bit, and we will early on in the year, but. You know, after a point, it's kind of like breaking a wild, you know, horse. You know, you got to stay on and stay on them, and hopefully that they're eventually going to buy in. And we're going to continue to do that here because I do feel like we've got a pretty good group here. But obviously, we've got to get back to letting people. I want people to understand this is not how Bearcat basketball is going to be as long as I'm at the helm of the program. So. We've got to get more disciplined. We've got to, you know, get these kids to buy in a little bit, and obviously that starts with me. But you know, I felt like we competed. You know, last 3 or 4 days, we've talked in practice about our attitude and our effort. Obviously, we had effort the last 2 days. Not last night wasn't a pretty outcome, but we were a lot better than where we were at Quincy. And today, our effort was there, but our attitude wasn't. Our attitude was really sour, and that was the reason of us, you know, I guess, falling behind there at the very end of the game because we let our emotions get the best of us. So we're going to do the best that we can. Unfortunately, I've done this before. You know, this isn't my first rodeo as far as coming into a program where you've tried to make some changes and change some things up. And it's a little bit of a little headache, a little bit of heartache. But at the end of the day, we're planning on doing things the right way here. That's what I told our kids after the game is, regardless of the outcome, we're going to do things the right way. And we didn't do that the last 4 minutes of the game.
It seems like with changes, as you mentioned, and people learning things, this is the time where you really find out more just about the game of basketball. You know, and maybe even fans learn that there's so much more to it than offense, defense, and scoring the basketball, that sort of thing.
Yeah, you know, we could put in sets and be robots. That's what I call sets, is robot basketball, where everybody runs to this spot, wait for the pass, run to this spot, wait for the pass. But to me, that's not how the true game of basketball needs to be played. It needs to be, you know, motion-type offense with a lot of movement, but defensively. Now, honestly, we got to look at things defensively because 29 fouls called against us today, 25 for William Jewell. We just don't have the depth. And we can't go into a foul fest with teams. And with the new rules changing, that again, that comes back to discipline. Don't get me wrong, it comes back to discipline. But we've got tomorrow off. It gives me a full day to really watch film and see what we need to do, what we need to change up, try to tweak a little bit, because again, we're trying to find success here. But you know, we got to meet in the middle, me and this group. It's a two-way street, and that's what I keep telling them. It's a two-way street. You know, it's not just going to be all me, and it's not just going to be all you. So we're still trying to figure that out.
No, one of the things John and I talked about when you mentioned the new rules, you're talking basically a lifetime of habits. And it's not just your players. It's everybody. That a lifetime of habits that they've got to figure out a way to get beyond.
Oh, you're exactly right. You're exactly right. But, you know, at the end of the day, it comes down to, you know, us trying to rep it out, hold them accountable in practice with certain drills, and we talked about that as a staff. You know, at halftime, we've got to, you know, unfortunately, we may have to make practices just as long as games to be able to get through stuff, because we've got to let them know you can't do that. You know, there's going to be a consequence if you continue to do that, because you're not going to learn unless we make you understand what you're doing wrong. So that's where it's going to start. I think we should be full go, which will be a positive this week as far as everybody healthy for Tuesday. So hopefully we'll come in and hopefully we'll come in with the right attitude. I mean, I'll know within the first 5 minutes how our body language is. So, but we let one get away today for sure.
All right, Coach. Well, we'll catch up with you on Friday.
All right, thanks.
That is Michael Smith, head coach of the Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team. Again, the final this afternoon, 84-82. William Jewell with the win over Northwest. We're back to wrap it up after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information on Facebook or at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. And from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information at heinleinhomefurnishings.com. Support also comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Also from O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More at anheuserbusch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordandlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677. And from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Support also comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years. Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com. Also from Maryville Hy-Vee, located at 1217 South Main. Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
The Bearcat Postgame Show. Postgame Show. Supported by Championship Motors.
Back at Bearcat Arena again, 84-82. Our final this afternoon. Northwest Missouri State falling to 0-3 on the young season. They'll be back on the court Friday when they face Kansas Wesleyan here at Bearcat Arena, which, of course, you'll be able to hear that along the Bearcat Radio Network. And John, as you talked about, or as we talked about during the game, this is another step in the process, and each game is that way. We talked about how time and playing time is the important thing right now for the Cats.
Yeah, it certainly is, and to realize there are certain moments of this ball game that you really had to step up and make some plays. I think when Northwest had built that 10-point lead, they were really maybe a possession or two away from maybe putting William Jewell away this afternoon, but unfortunately, a few too many turnovers after that point. Again, William Jewell taking advantage of those turnovers, turning those into points on their own end. They were able to get back in the ball game and take the win. And again, one of the things Coach Smith talked about, too, just committing too many fouls. some of those, again, due to the rule change, but some of those not. Some of those where you have to use your head a little bit more out on the floor and not commit those type of fouls. And they sent William Jewell to the free throw line too many times, in which William Jewell is able to knock down some free throws as well. So there are certain areas that they're going to have to make some improvements on. And I know Coach Smith's going to be working hard in the next week to take some positive steps out of this and get ready for a couple games next weekend.
And that's the big thing with these classics early on. You get two games. Yeah, they're in back-to-back days, but you get a lot of film on your team. You get a lot of learning opportunity. And then if you get several days like the Cats have, you can work on that stuff that you learned from the weekend.
Yeah, it's hard to really make a lot of changes from last night's game to today because less than 24 hours later, you're back on the practice, on the game floor and ready to go. But now you have a chance to take the whole weekend in, into perspective and get ready to go for a couple of games next week.
So, again, our final score this afternoon, 84-82, William Jewell with the win over Northwest Missouri State. And the women will be back in action this Friday against Kansas Wesleyan. We'll have that game for you along the Bearcat Radio Network on Friday. So be sure to join us for that. It is a 6 o'clock tip at Bearcat Arena, so we'll be on the air at 5:40 before that one on Friday evening here at home. Get 84-82, the final. William Jewell with a win over the Northwest women. My thanks to everybody involved in the broadcast. For John Coffey here at Bearcat Arena, I'm Matt Gorder. So long, till Friday.